Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Right, here we go with a caller 100.
Yeah. On the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I got the wrong number.
Right. Yeah. That's why the phone was ringing for 1.5 hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I just kind of wanted to speak with Don and Mike if I could.
Does anybody know we're doing a contest here?
Apparently not.
Yeah, well, listen, you're on the air with us.
I knew you were doing a contest, but this is the first time that I've been listening to your show.
Yes.
My husband listens to it on a daily basis.
Yes, ma'am.
And I listened to it today, and I was highly offended, and I just wanted to see if I could call in and talk with you.
Listen, honey, listen, here's my point about this.
No.
If you're highly offended by this show, why don't you just change the channel?
Okay, listen. Because without us listeners, you will not have a show. Now, I do not understand why you had to be so ugly to that little
listen,
that called in.
I'll be ugly to whoever I want. Anybody that calls our show is fair game. Do you know that 99% of the people that listen to this show never call this show? Never. And the 1% that call in, they know that if they call to be on the air with us, they're fair game.
They are fair game, probably.
Correct. No, not probably. That's a fact. They are fair game. And if you're offended, honey...
No.
You're speaking for... Honey, hey, shut up for a minute.
Don't tell me to shut up.
I'll tell you anything I want to tell you. I'll tell you anything I want to tell you.
And I do not understand why you have to be so rude to people.
Because people are so stupid like you. This is what I know.
I can go ahead and tell you that I'm not stupid.
Well, listen, here's how I know you're stupid. Here's how I know you're stupid. You heard something you didn't like on the radio, and instead of just turning it off, you have to call. Why did you have to call?
Because I have a voice, and a lot of people...
See, honey, this is not a democracy.
A lot of people do not know how to express their opinions. I thought that I would...
Well, thank God you're here to save the world. Thank God you are here to save the world from this radio show.
I would love to save the world if I possibly could, but I don't think that's in my power.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm going to guess one of the hee-haw honeys, like Lulu.
Lulu, the late Lulu.
Vanessa Williams.
Oh, bull ass. First off, you're not black.
I didn't say I was, and she isn't either.
Oh, man.
And you're not stupid.
No, she's not black.
Yes, she is.
She is not.
She is
African-American.
She has a black father and a white mother.
Okay.
That makes her a mixed race.
That doesn't necessarily
make her black.
No, she's black in my book.
Why?
Because she is.
Why?
And she is foxy.
Okay, I was raised in a white family,
right.
If you want to go into that.
Yeah, now, me too.
So I'm supposed to check.
Listen, honey.
Actually, let's tell the truth. We were both raised by wolves.
Honey, listen, frankly, I really don't care what you think of this show or what anybody else cares.
Well,
if you don't like the show...
Continue on with your show if you don't care what other people think.
How have I continued on in this business for 25 years?
I have no idea.
Obviously, there's a lot of people that like what we do that get the fact that what we're doing is having fun.
And you know,
someone like you...
You ought to be actually a little easier on us. We're a couple of 26-year-old guys that are just trying to have a little fun.
You're probably not 26 years old.
Oh, you know, yes, we...
I am not unpleasant. You were unpleasant. I was just...
Honey, it's my show. I'll be unpleasant to anybody I want to be.
I'd like to point out.
And then you're going to tell him how dumb and stupid
honey,
he is.
Honey, listen. The guy was dumb and stupid. Why can't you get with the fact that I'm real? I appreciate the guy's a fan of my show. But if a guy's so stupid, he can't figure out after 10 minutes that he's on the radio, then he deserves to be told he's stupid.
I think that's so rude, though.
Well, then, honey, change the station.
I don't listen to your show.
Let me explain something to you.
To your show.
It is very important for us to keep the show moving. That is why we do it. We keep the show moving. That is our job. Don't you understand?
And if your husband's listening right now, I'm going to tell him it's time to trade in for a new model.
Why?
I can't believe that any man would come home to you at the end of a day.
Why? Oh, because I have a voice and an opinion?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I would put duct tape over your mouth in a second.
Listen to you.
I would.
I'll tell you what I think the problem is.
I think the problem.
Like you are in voicing my opinion. In other words, you cannot handle that.
Honey.
You need to be the only one that can voice your opinion.
Listen, honey, I'm the guy with the radio show.
And if anyone else has any kind of idea or opinion.
I believe the crickets have run off to get the cats.
Honey, first off, it's my show, so I'll say what I want. Second off, I have given you plenty of time to get your asinine, inbred opinion out on the air.
Right.
Now that you've said your piece, I'll wait for the world to cave in. Now, because you've said that, boy, I was too mean to that guy, I'll just wait for my empire to crumble.
I'm still waiting. I don't understand that cave in because I voiced my opinion.
No, listen, what you said was, you said because...
Who's on the extension? Who is on the extension?
Excuse me?
You heard me, lady.
Who is on the extension?
Yes,
was that your husband?
At the end of the phone? No.
You have him tied up?
Nobody else has the phone.
Is your husband there with like a little apple in his mouth?
Are you one of these bitches that I was screaming about earlier today that likes rice letters because you don't like commercials on TV?
No.
Are you one of those types?
No.
Then why are you the type that would call a radio show? If you don't like it, just change the channel.
To voice my opinion.
Well, I don't care about your opinion. Do you understand that? Your opinion means dick to me.
But you know what? I got it on the radio, and not only did you hear it, and Don hear it,
and that's
whoever
what,
I'm talking to.
Honey, that's what I'm saying.
She doesn't realize.
Got
she
to
doesn't,
hear my opinion as well.
Is there a possibility she doesn't know she's talking to us?
Honey, do you know you're talking to Don and Mike right now?
Yes.
Okay. Then do you realize, when I said to you a moment ago, because I let you on this forum to say that, I'll wait for my empire to crumble now. Now do you understand what I was saying?
I didn't think that you would think that your empire is going to crumble.
Of course, based on one call from one hillbilly.
To put my little 2 cents worth in because I thought you were very rude to a guy that simply called to...
Listen, I want to tell you something. Compared to you, that guy was Albert Einstein. You are officially the stupidest person that's called me today.
Well, I'm glad I'm the stupidest person that's called you today, but you know what else? I've also... was able to get my opinion out over the air.
Big effing deal. Anybody can call me and get their opinion out. Anybody that calls me can get on the air. You've not performed some kind of amazing feat.
Oh, well, you just told me that only 1% of the people that listen to you would call.
And you know something? One of the things we do on this show that we try to give everybody their opinion, and that, you know, it's not like we control it. It's kind of anybody can control it. Anyway, as a matter of fact, that's why we'll give you the final word. If you want to get your piece out, go ahead.
Give us
the final word. Go ahead.
I already have.
Well, I mean, if you want to wrap up, that's fine. You know, get a parting word so we can end this.
Go ahead.
No, I already have.
All right, well, then I'll have to have the final word.
Okay.
F you and your family. Okay. I hope your husband leaves you.
F you and your family.
Oh, now you're ugly. You're ugly. You said F you.
I am totally offended by what you just said.
You're
so
ugly.
Glad. I'm so glad. But you know what? I didn't call you stupid. I didn't call you scum of the earth or whatever else.
Honey, listen. For the last...
To tell you how much he appreciated your show.
For the last goddamn time.
That.
What? Who are you, his mommy?
Who's mom?
Who, are you the guy that called me? Are you his mommy?
No, I'm not his mother.
Okay, then why don't you worry about... Do you have any children of your own?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you worry about them instead of guys that are calling my radio show?
I do worry about her.
Not enough.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Has she had sex yet?
No, she hasn't.
How do you know that?
Because we talk about it on a regular basis.
Well, what's she doing right now while you're on the phone? You got its constant supervision in this day and age.
She's listening. She's listening to the radio station.
You let her listen to this? I want to tell you something, honey. Your mom is bitch on ice.
I do not listen to the radio station. She never listens to the radio station. I never listen to your radio station.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I'll see you in hell, honey, okay?
You won't see me.
La, 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 la.
Jesus H. Christ.
Sometimes I just get tired of listening to her squeak. God, what a bitch.
I know. What a...
I know. You know, that's a one-syllable no. Not... No.
Obnoxious.
You make that into a three-syllable word.
Obnoxious. Very obnoxious. And I don't know why. I know.
How are you? I know. You mean, let me tell you the way
I'm amazed. I'm just amazed that people like this call... You really think you've achieved something by calling us? You really think you have?
No.
You've achieved nothing.
I've made
turn the radio
better.
Off. Turn the radio off and turn it on a month from now. I'll still be here with bigger ratings than I had today.
I know.
Oh, that's the first thing she didn't know. That stopped her for a second. She had an answer to everything.
Still be here.
You had an answer to everything, but that seemed to stop you for a second.
You have an answer to everything.
Sure.
Your husband told me that you were quick on the comeback.
Yeah, your husband's a smart man, except I don't know why he stayed with you all these years. He must be banging somebody down at his office.
He may be.
Somebody younger and tighter and better looking.
Oh, you think so?
Somebody who doesn't run her goddamn mouth so much.
I can tell you I'm 5'4", and I weigh about 110 pounds. So if he got someone that's younger and
tighter. Oh, you're lying.
You're lying
about that. You know you're lying about that.
Okay. If you want to give me your address.
And tell us about the bad skin.
Excuse me?
Tell us about the bad skin that you have. You know you have terrible skin.
I do not. My
yes,
skin
you
is
do.
Clear as a bell.
Oh,
no.
Bull ass. Come on, tell
Break
us about the pimples.
Bull ass.
Tell us about the pimples on your face and down there.
No pimples.
Oh, down there has got to be, a bubbling crude, as Jed Clampett would say.
Excuse me?
I'm just talking about your private area.
I don't care.
That I'm sure is a total untrimmed mess.
It is not, as a matter of fact. I trim it on a regular basis.
Oh, you have to. I mean, otherwise, you go 1.5 hour and it's just completely out of control.
It starts going up to your chest. I like to because I like to keep my husband turned off.
No, listen, your area down there is like Al Pacino's face. You know what I mean? Al Pacino's a guy who has to shave like 3 times a day.
3 times a day? Al Pacino?
Yes.
I wouldn't think so.
And the only way you can keep your husband turned down is if you just keep quiet. Jesus.
You think so? Would you like to speak to him and ask him how he's
Sure, let's talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put him on.
Hang on.
Put him on. Finally, let me talk to this guy.
Don Mike.
Listen.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. What are you doing having this crazy lady call us?
Oh, man, I don't know.
How do you manage to live with that bitch?
There's only one way you can make this right. Divorce her right now.
Divorce her right now.
Leave the house. Get all your belongings. Get out of there. And, my God, take the child with you.
Guys,
listen.
I can't do that. I love her too much.
Listen, between you and me.
Yeah.
This is just between you and me.
Yeah.
You got to be banging somebody down at the office, right?
No.
All right, come on now.
She's wonderful. She is. But she's man, listen, I don't know.
At least give me this.
Yeah.
She's a bitch on ice. Come on. You got to agree with that. I know you're not man enough to say it to her face, but
she can be, yeah.
Yeah, hey, he admitted to it.
She'll her opinion. If she's got some steam, she'll let it out.
Oh, boy, that's got to be terrible. Now, would that be the daughter or is that the woman?
One more time?
Is that the daughter or is that the woman that's yelling?
That's the daughter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Being a bitch has got me where I am today. Just wanted to interrupt that.
Well, I want to tell you something. You're not only a bitch. You tell her this for me. She's the word that starts with a C.
No!
Oh, God.
Tell her that. Don't use the word. Just say, I called her the word that starts with a C.
He said you...
Well, this man is just so completely destroyed.
Tell her.
Guys, I'm embarrassed.
Tell her.
I really am.
How dare you have this crazy lady call us?
The word that starts with a C. She said that doesn't offend her.
Sure, why? She got a tattooed on her forehead?
Guys, I'm going to let you go here.
If I am the word with the C, I'm the one that guys love so much, the ones that they just...
Oh, good God.
She is a moron.
Oh, man. Do you want another word with her, or I'm going to hang up?
Do I want to know what?
Do you want another word with her, or you want me to hang up?
Oh, we could talk to her for hours.
Yeah, put her back
sure
on.
I'm sure you could.
And vice versa.
Put her back on.
All right, just a sec.
Hello, beautiful?
Why would you
want to
talk to me?
She must be a
sweetheart.
I can't keep my mouth shut.
Sweetheart.
How are you, beautiful?
So listen, I understand we're in agreement that you are the C word.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we're in agreement there.
I love it. I love it when we can agree to agree on something.
If that'll make you feel better to say that, that's fine.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, okay.
It does.
Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Okay, then I agree.
Okay, so say it. I'm a C. Say it.
No, I'm not going
to. Come on, say it. Just say. You don't have to say the word because it's a disgusting word. Just say, I'm a C.
If you say you're a D...
Oh, I'm a dick. What do you want me to say? I admit it. Say it, but now say you're a C.
Okay, I'll say I'm a bitch.
No, say you're a C.
No, I don't think so.
No, come on. That's an insult to all bitches. You're a C.
Excuse Excuse me?
Yeah, you're giving bitches a bad name by saying that.
Oh, you think?
You're a queen see. That's what you are.
You know, I think that a lot of women would love to be like me.
She I don't think so.
Oh, they would love it. They would love it.
Honey, lady. Listen, the last thing I want to say to you is that you will be able to hear yourself on our show in about 6 months because this...
I'm listening to it right now.
Honey, well, listen, I know you don't understand the delay, but what I'm saying to you is
there is a delay. I'm listening to it.
You think you're calling in to make some grandiose statement, and I'm telling you that you, Lady C-Wordington, Lady C-ington, you are our best caller of the day. I'm filing this bit on Best Of, and
you
it will be the worst caller of the day. This will be rerun for the next 5 years.
You just told me that I was the worst caller
God
of the
bless
day.
You.
Thank
great
you.
Call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Could you please apologize to the little fellow that called in earlier?
No. No, absolutely not.
Not in a million years.
All he wanted to do was tell you.
Honey,
not in a million years.
This is the whole point of my argument with you. Why do you care about what other people?
Because I know how difficult it is in the world today as it is.
Oh, please. Honey, this is a radio show. This is a comedy radio show.
But you don't have to be ugly and rude.
Yes, I do. That's the only way I know.
No, you don't.
That's the only way I know.
You can be disgusting and sexual and whatever else. And
I am.
People listen to you just as well.
What are you, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you wearing right now?
I just got back from Philadelphia and they lost our luggage, so I have on what I had on yesterday, red velvet Calvin Klein jeans and a white fuzzy sweater.
A white fuzzy sweater.
That sounds like a very classy outfit. Red fuzzy Calvin Klein jeans and a white fuzzy sweater.
Are you sure that...
That's a very classy sounding look from a classy lady.
Do you have patent leather boots that go up to your knees?
No,
Not who?
No, I'm a Southern girl.
Are you wearing the
we
same?
We don't dress like that in the South.
Are you wearing the same underpants you had on yesterday?
No, I didn't. I bought some at the airport.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Did you change into them at the airport?
No, I changed into them at our hotel.
Did you leave them in the hotel?
No, I didn't. I brought them back with us.
Well, I thought so they're in your luggage.
Well, they lost our luggage.
Oh, they lost you. So where are the panties now?
Can't they find them by smell?
I hid them.
Couldn't they find your luggage? If your used panties were in the luggage.
That's why all those sniffing dogs were going nuts at the airport.
That's why they were bringing them up there.
I actually looked for contraband, and the dogs were going, yay, yay, yay.
Only if they trained them on rose petals.
Listen, you don't smell anything with rose petals down there.
How do you know?
Oh, because I can smell you through the phone.
You'd be very pleased if you met me.
Could you send us a picture?
Yeah.
Right. Could you send us a naked picture?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Right.
I have one. My husband's taking
me of them. I don't doubt that there's lots of naked pictures of you floating around, honey.
No, it's just from my husband.
Right, Miss Kitschy Bunt.
Excuse me? I'm not familiar with that phrase.
That's your radio name, Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Kitschy Bunt.
Or, right. You know, just to identify yourself as Kig Bunt.
Big Bunt?
No, Kig Bunt.
I don't understand.
It's a foreign language. Just say to your husband tonight, I'm your little Kig Bunt.
Okay, what language is it?
That is American. It's a special language.
It's a foreign language.
Special language for a special lady.
I am a really Kig Bunt.
Give me your address.
North Pole. Don and Mike, North Pole.
Do you want a picture or not?
A naked picture, yes.
Yeah.
Give me the address.
Okay. And I'll put you on hold and you can tell one of our lemmings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And really, as a matter of fact, if you want to get it to our attention, in the upper left-hand corner, put from the Kig Bunt.
Kig, spell it. K-I-G-B-U-N-T.
No, C-I-G.
C-I-G-B-U-N-T.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. You can give me the address?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
hold on,
we'll give you the address. It's Kig H. Bunt. Okay.
I'll write that on the picture. Give me the address.
Okay, we will. We will. We will. And you have a very nice day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, hold on.
Bye, Kig Bunt. Kig H. Bunt.
Oh, my God. Oh, please, God. Oh, please, stop it. Stop the monkeys. I'm so young.
You know something? In all seriousness, I thought that went very well.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down. and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. And I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right,
cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of his finger licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right. Cut.
You don't want me to sing to you, for Christ's sake.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good. Go ahead.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
I want to give all you married guys out there a little tip. Okay?
All right.
Way to make your woman appreciate you a little bit more.
How?
You know, my wife works at some kind of a women's shelter. One day a week she does volunteer work.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right, honey?
That's right, boo-boo.
And I guess it's Wednesday, the day that she works. And like yesterday, she called during a commercial to talk to me. And she was super mushy with me. And like, oh, I love you so much. Do you love me? I was like, yes. You know, I love you. It's in the middle of doing the show. Yes, I love you. See you later. I got home last night. Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. And then I finally figured out why. She mentioned to me that she had spent like 4 hours working on a hotline with women calling up saying, oh, their husbands have left them for another woman or something like that.
Yeah. It is a sad thing that, you know, women needing information about divorce and separation, and it just makes me glad that they appreciate that we're happy.
Yeah, it worked out good for me.
So the advice would be get all your wives to work at a place like this so that they hear the bad side and they know that they've got it better.
They appreciate it. On the other hand, if they ever aren't happy, I know exactly what to do.
When you were answering those phones.
Yeah.
Did Carrie Spiewak call?
She's a regular.
Regular caller. Calling for advice.
Because, you know, Rob has a bad marriage.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Rob has the worst marriage of anybody in this building, I think.
Has she fled to Europe recently?
No, but she's going back home to mother next
year. Not going to Richmond?
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She just spends a lot of time out of that house.
Well, first I was kind of opposed to my wife doing this. You know, because basically I like just keeping her, you know, at home.
Sure.
Kind of under my thumb.
To yourself.
I don't like it when she gets out and when she actually spreads her wings.
Right.
But as it turns out, this has been very good for us.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Oh, well, I know.
Thanks for your permission.
And you were good to me today also.
I thought that's why you called. What? You know, you're just a typical 17-year-old boy. You have to brag whenever you get lucky.
Oh, me so horny. And you didn't even know today. Did you know that that was my third time?
Your third time today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Third time. I mean, not with other girls or anything.
Yeah, I was hoping.
All right, third time today.
Well, I thought you weren't feeling that great.
I'm always feeling okay for that.
He's better now.
Yeah, have you noticed? My wife had a cold, and, you know, shocker. I think I'm coming down to it again, like my eighth cold of the year. Mm. Have you noticed that when you get a cold, that you get hornier?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. When I get really horny is when I get the stomach flu.
Oh, God. That's when your wife is really the lucky one, huh?
Absolutely. That's when it's a really bad, bad case of food poisoning. When I'm horny.
What about that beefer you let go today when Tammy was coming to the office to talk to us about a promotion? A promotions gal, Tammy.
Yes.
I bet you don't like being called a promotions gal. The promotions director. She's about to come in the office to tell me, Mike, about her promotion. 1 second before she came in, Mike said, hey.
I was putting the full show on where I was leaning over to one side and just ripped one. She was maybe a nanosecond away from actually seeing me on my side, but at that point I said, you might want to come back later. Please come back later.
That was nice.
And she left.
Yes. She left.
She fled in horror very down smart. The hallway.
I think that's a good idea that you do that for any women who are unmarried at your radio station, to let them know what they're in for if they decide to ever get married.
I think you're right. I think absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I don't think we've ever farted in front of Christine, have we?
I wish somebody had farted in front of me before I was married.
I think I farted in front
of
you.
I think it's pretty safe the vast majority of men do that with regularity, do that and enjoy it, do that and are proud of it. I think all women that are planning to marry a man should know that.
That is wrong.
No, I think that's right.
No, maybe the vast majority of men that you guys consort with do that. Mm. But not...
Real men do, honey.
Yeah. No. Not some men have manners.
Now listen, I want to tell you something. You know who's got probably the smelliest farts in the world? Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, take a look at him.
Probably.
Absolutely. Take a look at the guy. He's a nerd. He wears his pants up to his breast line. You got to know he eats nothing but like McDonald's fries and stuff.
Sure.
The guy cuts one. Oh, forget about it.
But he might have control.
I bet Peter Jennings does it too. I'm trying to think of, a fancy lads. I'm trying to think of all the fancy lads.
Now, you think diplomats have no control over that?
Oh, diplomats?
Absolutely. They're the worst, honey.
You ever see them watching the way they drive?
Yeah.
When they drive and they're alone in the car, that's one thing.
Constantly farting.
Here's another guy I know you like who I bet really has smelly farts. It's Matt Lauer. Your boyfriend, Matt Lauer.
Yeah, got man's man.
He's got beefers.
No, I bet he doesn't in front of his wife because he hasn't been married that long and she's very pretty.
Yeah, he's a golfer. All golfers fart.
And Matt Lauer's farts probably really, really stink. So Charlie Gibson's, I bet.
Charlie Gibson's are the worst.
No, he's a gentleman.
Always like fried eggs.
He's a gentleman.
Honey, who has the worst smelling farts? Do you think of the hosts on late night? Letterman? Leno's? Kilbourne? I'd probably go with Leno, I think, probably as the smelliest fart.
I'd go with Andy Richter.
I forgot about him. Okay, yeah.
Andy Richter. Like,
I forgot about Conan.
Andy Richter going away.
You know who else, probably, honey? Ted Koppel, I bet, has got smelling farts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you're talking about educated and men with manners.
Sam Donaldson? I bet Sam Donaldson's are horrible.
Oh, yes. And he probably gives his wife the old Dutch oven.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what?
Mr. President!
I'm going to have to ask my women friends if their men do right in front of them without regard to anyone else's feelings or senses.
You might not get honest answers.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Unfortunately, this is about the last honest place left on earth, this show.
Oh, no. You should. You don't know what women will tell you about their husbands. They would tell you that.
Really?
Honest answer.
What do your friends tell you about their husbands?
Oh, you think men talk. No, I know.
Without naming names.
My wife will talk about me like at a table of 40 people.
Without naming names. Tell me, hey, honey, tell me one thing that you've heard about another woman's husband without saying anybody's names. One of these awful things you've heard.
No, I'm not saying anything. It's against the woman's code.
Well, you mean your little coffee klatch code? You can't reveal anything.
Oh, yeah, don't reveal. You know.
Even if it's, like, totally anonymous?
Nope, sorry. Oh.
See, you know, that makes me think it really doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's what you're supposed to think. Very good.
She always wins. You know that? We're sitting here, we're trying to double-team you a little bit, and you always win.
No, women tell much more in-depth, intense stuff.
I don't think so. Come to the office someday.
That Mrs. X's husband likes to put on leather panties and parade around the woman.
No, it's not even like that. It's not even gossip. It's you tell about your own husband.
Really? Do you girls talk about sex?
Yes.
Really? What do you say?
I say how great it is.
So you lie.
No, I don't lie. I lie to you.
Oh, okay. You know who Mike thinks your mom looks like?
Mike thinks I'm what like?
You know who Mike thinks your mom looks like?
Oh, who?
And I kind of agree with him. June Carter Cash. There's a big old picture of her in the newspaper today.
Well, I'll have to see that.
Bring it home to her.
No, I will. I'll bring it home.
All right.
He's got a good eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but somehow I think that I'm in trouble. Don's trying to make it sound like I'm not in trouble, but I somehow, in some convoluted way, feel like I'm just going to cement my reputation with your wife.
And about farting. I got one more thing about farting.
What?
Go ahead. You can see who that is.
All right, thanks.
Maybe that's one of your friends telling you not to give out any secrets.
They don't have to worry. Hello? Hi, Mom.
Oh.
You know who Mike thinks you look like?
Speak of the devil. All right, there you
June
go.
Carter.
June Carter Cash. Mike O'Mara thinks it. I don't think it's true. I don't either. You're so much prettier.
Oh, please. You want to talk about lying? There's some lying going on right there.
I know you used to look like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, my God. See, there was no good that could possibly come of this.
True.
That's right.
I call my mother-in-law, Jethro Tull. You know why? She's constantly living in the past.
I love you, but I'll call you in a minute. Mike's talking to me on the air.
Honey, use my DJ name, please.
Oh, I mean, Mike O'Mara's talking to me on the air. And Don. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Good. I'll call you in my house. Bye, Mom. Okay. She was pleased.
She was pleased.
She was pleased,
Sahib. Hooray, she was pleased. She wasn't pleased, was she?
She wasn't pleased a bit.
Oh, she wasn't pleased a bit. What did she say?
She said, is that so, in a tone that I know.
No. Is that so? You know, when I was younger, I used to look like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh.
Hello, son.
Well, tell her I didn't mean anything by it.
All right.
All right.
See, I know I'm toast.
All right, love you.
All right, I love you too, Booba.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. What was I going to say about farting? The one thing that's bad.
But June Carter has some nasty ones.
Oh, baby. Oh, June.
June and Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash,
Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard.
Death farts. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Oh, imagine that tour bus.
George Jones.
All those old country guys. Oh, man, you're always on my mind. Oh, rip.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Hello, Donna Mitchell. Garth Brooks.
Hi, guys. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say Frida's wrong. My husband farted on our first date.
Yes, listen, men fart all the time in front of women.
That's right.
Although, you know, like when Rob said that he went to the Cherry Blossom with his wife when he was dating his wife, the one thing that's valid about that is that when you're dating a girl,
right,
you do tons of stuff. I said do.
Yeah.
You do tons of stuff
right.
That you would never do and that you never do again once you are married.
Works both ways, too.
Yeah.
Works both ways. The woman will do stuff for you that she'll never do again.
Especially sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She do all kinds of tricks when you're just dating her, but then
sure.
You get her married, you put the ring to her nose, and then she stops doing the tricks.
Hey, got a little fidget in here. Hey, do some of those tricks for me. Can't you do those tricks, you know, the way we used to? Come on now.
You know, the worst thing about farting, though, is because farting is so prevalent on this show,
yes.
And farting is such a big part of my everyday life, that it's very tough to be a dad because... Bart is 14 now, and of course, farting is a huge part of his life.
Yes.
And he sometimes is so undisciplined that at the breakfast table in the morning, he just cuts loose with a gigantic beefer.
That's when I'm not allowed to do it at home.
And that's when, you know, I know he doesn't believe me when I say, listen, don't do that anymore at the table.
Yeah. It's nice to know.
Well, I'm mainly giving.
You and I have the same standards in our home life. Mm-hmm. That is the one place. Well, it's not because I have the standards, it's because I'm the one that gets yelled at when I do that, but I mean, that is kind of the same code.
But see, I'm just giving him lip service
for my wife.
If it's just the two of you at the table?
Oh, then, you know, carte blanche. And the and the thing is, when we get in the car, as soon as we get in the car to go to carpool to go to school, then first thing I say is, wow, quite a beef for you let go at the table today.
Do you find...
So I'm giving him mixed messages. I know it.
Yeah. Do you find, as far as the car, that sometimes I always seem to have one as soon as I get into the car? A lot of times that'll happen. And that, if you're traveling with another person, that is very unfair to that other person.
And my son is the worst. In the morning in carpool, where we have the... Thank goodness the weather's getting warmer. We'll be able to roll the windows down. I can't tell you how many times we're driving to school, sitting on the beltway, and I go, what is that smell? And I look over. He's got a giant smile on his face. He's like, I don't know.
So if it's under 40 degrees, you wouldn't roll those windows down?
Oh, no, I roll them down.
Okay.
I roll them down, Mike. Absolutely I do.
Okay, where are we going? Oh, God.
It's tougher and tougher to be a parent, though.
I don't imagine so.
So tough being a parent. Especially, see, I don't think with girls, you're going to have a whole different set of problems than you do with a boy.
Right.
You know, because it's with Bart all the time, it's don't do as I do as I say.
Yes, that's got to be very, very frustrating.
Do.
Especially when you're talking about what, in my opinion, especially between a boy and his father, is the single comedic bond.
The tie that bonds.
It was with me and my father. And I mean, it was just funny. It was funny, and you always laugh. You laugh, and you laugh until you're 110 years old, and you laugh when you're 6 years old.
I laugh even when I get mad at him. Like when I'm mad, and it smells so bad that I think I'm going to throw up.
Right.
When I'm, like, yelling at him and stuff.
How can you not laugh?
I'm laughing at him. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving the kid mixed messages.
Right.
It's like I'm saying, that's disgusting. That is very... But that is rude.
I don't think any damage will be done. I don't think that's possible. That particular thing, I mean, it's universal. I think when God gave us the ability to do that, he did so because he had a sense of humor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's a guy that says his wife farts all the time.
Really? Oh, you married a pig.
Hello, Jim.
Double standard, and I like it.
At least my wife has the decency not to do it in front of me.
No, my wife doesn't either.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Jim, your wife farts in front of you.
She farts. Well, they call it poofing.
What do they call it?
Poofing.
Poofing?
Oh, you can't put a nice frilly name on it and change what it is.
It's still fart.
It's a different code. It's a different code of behavior for women.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, when I give my wife oral pleasure, she's farted.
Oh, that's great.
I farted while my wife has done that to me. Mm. You know why? Because you...
But never on purpose.
Oh, no, and it's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
right?
Out of control, because it's like the worst thing you can do.
You lose control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
ha, 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 ha. There you go. Oh, honey.
Did that abruptly end everything?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Fleeing in horror, running out of there to the car, to a motel.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that right in my wife's face.
I have never, ever done that. I have only done, but I'll tell you, immediately after...
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you some of the worst in the world. I think you need a window, really, to not be in trouble. You need about a 30-second window minimum.
Well, because you've got the intimacy happening
when
you're done. And
maybe
it's
more
like,
than that. Maybe like a minute or two.
Because let's face it, you know, let's say that you're having sex with your wife and you get done.
Right.
When it's done, and this is not a cliche, but really what you want to do is you want to turn the TV on, you want to get something to eat, you want to roll over and go to bed. The last thing you want to do is sit there and hug because, you know, you did all that. Before you got, you know, the nookie.
Sometimes the move is along the lines of, that was fantastic. And you've got the other thing happening. And you say, would you mind going downstairs and getting a Diet Coke, please? Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. And then...
Yeah. Guys, when the act is over...
Yes.
Furthermore, you know, if we could really be honest, thank you. Now get out of my bed. But that's exactly the point that she wants, you know, to be told that you love her and everything.
And that's why if you're inside that 60-second window and there's wind breakage, you know, it's like, well, I'm so glad it was good for you. Fantastic. I'm sorry.
And little does she know that you are... As Rudy said, Jesus. Compliment house. Okay, so your wife farts a lot?
She does. But, you know, haven't you guys been married long enough where your farts don't stink?
I've been married 18 years, and yes, they do stink.
Mine have actually, on occasion horrified me. Okay, not so much that I, you know, ignore, though.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
You're the worst. I won't even announce what you do.
Mm-hmm.
When you let a big one go.
I do the hand motion.
Like to bring the smell up to his face.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He did the show is to bring all the odors up.
It's like a
smell his own fart.
It's like a, you know, it's like a cook over a hot stove.
Oh, like Emeril.
Yeah, like Emeril Lagasse.
To evaluate,
bam!
To evaluate and savor.
I'm kicking it up a notch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing today?
Hi.
Well, first time I slept with my wife when we were still dating. As soon as we got done, I let one rip, and she still won't forgive me. She even told my mother about it.
Mm. It's embarrassing.
Disgusting. It stunk.
Hello.
Sick. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to talk to Don and Mike about farting.
Okay, well, you're talking with us.
Yeah?
Now about farting here, gentlemen in control. Go ahead, dear friends.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, when my husband and I were dating, he turned to me and said, "Mind if I fart?" I said, go ahead, you know, whatever you got to do. He let out the flabbiest, grossest fart I've ever heard in my life.
The swabbiest?
Oh, flabby.
What does swabby mean?
Flabby? Like, you know.
No, what is the word? Spell it, please.
F-L-A-B-B-Y.
Flabby.
Oh, flabby. Yeah.
Right, I thought kind of a flappy.
I said swab, like cotton swab.
No. Flabby.
Okay, flabby.
I'm really trying hard not to be sexist here. It's different when girls are talking about
it. You don't have enough female fart callers, you know?
Mm-hmm. I bet you let some real beefers go, honey.
You know what? He cleared the way. And now he can walk into a room and fart, and my son says, "Oh, hi, Mommy."
Doesn't it, though? I mean, the way we're made, isn't it men produce more? You know, just, I mean, basic biology will dictate that men produce more than women do.
I don't think so.
I heard that there are cows and then male human beings are the two biggest producers of methane in the world.
Really? I think women are way up there, that they just hide them all.
You think so? Or do you think that they just don't have them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our digestive systems are pretty much the same, I think, between men and women.
Yes, sir.
I heard Buzz, it's cows. Male human beings.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you the male's the same version as cows instead of the females. That's good to know.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. I just wouldn't be doing cartwheels if my wife was walking around talking like that lady. I don't know. You're just going to...
Yeah, I'll tell you. I let him go now.
Hello, Donna. Ooh, Mike.
Pretty lady.
Hello.
Who the hell is that?
It's Hank Hill.
Hello, Hank.
But it's not Mike the TV icon.
No, it's not Mike. Hello.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, I wish all these people would stop trying to be Mike the TV Icon Boy.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
There is only one Mike the TV Icon Boy who can call us and play his wacky tapes for us.
You guys just shut up.
Who is this?
Nobody likes the know-it-alls who sits around talking about their genitalia.
All right, it's on the screen now. This is Jim from Bakersfield, California.
Mister, I have not begun to project my anger onto you.
Who wants to challenge Mike the TV Icon Boy?
Oh. I would be lying if I said he wasn't doing a fairly... The audio quality is not as good, but, you know, it's Hank Hill talking about us, obviously.
Would you guys just shut up?
You see, where Mike the TV Icon Boy's got it on you is that he works at a radio station and he gets to use the real grown-up equipment and stuff.
Maybe, who knows? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, what's your problem, Hank?
That boy ain't right.
What, Hank?
That boy ain't right.
There's only one Mike the TV Icon Boy.
Who the hell is that? Howard Stern?
All right, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Oh, God. It was something about the hour-long delay when we said something to him, and then the...
Yeah, just shut up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I heard you the first time. Hello. Dynamite.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yes. Turn your radio down, please.
Just did.
Thank you.
My wife and I went out for an entire year, our one-year anniversary. I looked at her and said, "You know, you've never farted in front of me." And she goes, "Okay, well, I'll fart." And she pulled off about a 9 on a 1 to 10 scale. Apparently, she'd been laying there waiting for me to leave the room so she could fart.
Yeah, but see, that's when girls do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised when they get together in their little cluster groups if they just don't fart their brains out then, too.
I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if that's true.
Like when my wife has her book club,
you think
when they all sit
that?
Around in their parasols and they have their little fingers cucumber sandwiches and
you
stuff.
You think they just do cushion creepers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
They probably have farting contests, I bet.
Sure. You know, we certainly don't know what they talk about when they're all getting together.
No, they talk about us.
Yeah.
They talk about us. They talk about our limitations,
mm-hmm.
how their expectations are much higher for us, you know, how disappointed they are generally with their lives.
Right.
I know what they say about us, Mike.
And you're saying that they punctuate it all with a fart.
With farts, yes. That's right. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Great show.
Goodbye. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing. To a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the f*** out, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third round of... Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas. On Friday, just ask these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. In a championship semi-finals. Oh, f*** this, man. I'm going to cut this off. All right, f*** this. I'm going to take it up to Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College, of course, cordially invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell, Mike Drill Sergeant.
Damn it, Gump! You're got this. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a gut IQ of 160. You are not gifted, Private Gump.
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
Judy in the sky.
Match game 99. Very exciting panel of celebrities, I think, to play the game today.
Oh, I think we've outdone ourselves today.
And for the first time ever, a panelist from Nigeria.
That's right. Yay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's get right to the game. Hold on, I got Got to load up all the music and stuff. Hold
very
on,
good.
Wait a minute.
The special
see.
Match game music.
It's the real match game music. You know, that way we're pretty anal.
Of course, and I think we're true to the game.
And we have the intro and everything on
there? Yeah, it's all ready to go.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's play Match Game 99.
And here's Dude Walker.
It's Match Game 99 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Michael Mello.
Hi, Mike.
Michael J. Elston.
Hey, buddy.
Hi,
Timmy.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hi, stars.
Hi, Rob. Once again, playing the game today on the panel, you have, of course, us, Don and Mike.
Right.
And Michael J. Burbank.
Right.
And the Nigerian nightmare, Timmy Obaibene.
Timmy Obaibene.
Timmy Obaibene. Show. Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Timmy.
You know, Buzz was just telling us, or Timmy was telling us, that he was hiding in Buzz's studio. Remember last week when the station brought those two strippers down to celebrate the number one ratings for the show?
Vaguely remember it.
Timmy was hiding in Buzz's office, hiding back in the newsroom, and he was actually watching the show.
I was watching, and I actually split before Buzz came back, so he really didn't know I was in there.
Good move. Good move.
Did you see Buzz with the harness on?
Absolutely. That was the only part I saw.
Thank goodness.
That's a good part to see.
Really, about all I saw.
That's the best part to see. Let's play the game. Robbie, we have a bunch of contestants.
Yeah, say hi to Bonnie and Ken.
All right, hold on. Bonnie's on line six. Hello, Bonnie?
Yes.
Hi, Bonnie. Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Beautiful. Listening on good old KHTK.
Yes, I am.
And Mike Rockhead, you idiot. Would you please put it on the screen what line he's on?
Try line one.
Line one?
Okay. This would be Ken.
Ken?
This is me, Stars.
Hi, Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi,
Ken.
Hi, Stars.
Ken, where are you from, Ken?
I'm out here in Sleesburg.
Ah, beautiful. Listening on good old WJFK-FM.
All righty, Bonnie and Ken, get ready to match the stars.
Yes.
All right, Bonnie, we like girls better than boys. You choose first, A or B?
A.
A it is.
A.
Good.
Stars, you ready?
Yeah, Robbie.
We're ready. Oh, okay, all right.
Bob, yeah.
This is about Bob and Tom. You know Bob and Tom.
Bob and
upstairs.
Tom. Yeah.
Bob
now,
and
these,
Tom.
These are two guys that own the building that we broadcast in. They have the Business Advantage title.
That is correct.
All right, Bob and Tom are not only great landlords, but they're also very good friends. And they symbolize their friendship by exchanging blank every week.
I'm in.
Bob and Tom are not only great landlords, but they're also great friends.
I'm in, too.
And they symbolize their friendship by exchanging blank every week.
I'm in.
All right, Buzz is in. Timmy, you just got to tell us what you're in. Put it in the slot, Timmy.
Yeah, just pretend. It's all pretend.
Timmy's in.
All right.
All right, Bonnie. Bob and Tom are not just yet. Bob and Tom are not only great landlords, but they're also great friends, and they symbolize that friendship by exchanging blank each week. What do they exchange?
Monica.
Wow.
She said Monica. What'd you have, Don?
No, Robbie, I'm sorry. I had saliva.
Good answer. That is disgusting.
Mike,
I can't believe anybody
would say.
I said exchanging spit.
Yeah.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I had kisses.
Oh. Kisses.
All nope. Very similar. How about
I'm way out. I wrote Jaguars.
Exchanging Jaguars.
I just had the Jaguars.
That's true.
All right.
Okay.
But no matches. Ken, a good opportunity.
You might remember the movie.
Something tells me that Timmy could end up being the Christine Kerner of this game. Jaguars.
All right.
Yes, they do both drive jags.
All right, Ken, it's a good opportunity for you to jump out in front. Are you ready?
I'm ready, dear sir.
All right, NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen loves football, which can annoy his wife, especially when she saw he had painted a big 50-yard line right on her blank.
Oh.
Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen loves football, which can really annoy Marga.
I'm in.
Especially when she saw he had painted a big 50-yard line on her blank.
Waiting on Buzz and Timmy.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Timmy, you in?
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, everybody's in.
The dinger now. It's great now. It's all electronic.
Yeah, right? Sure is.
All right, Kenny. Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen loves his football, but that makes Margo mad, especially when she saw the big 50-yard line painted on her what?
Her nice ass.
Nice ass.
We'll just take ass. Don't need a modifier on that. Don, do you have Mrs. Jurgensen's ass? No, Rob.
I said her snatch.
Oh, wow. Close.
That's the goal.
No cigar. Wow.
Her snatch.
10 yards away.
How about you, Mike?
Rob, I had her butt right here.
Oh,
just like Kenny.
That's a match. That's a match. That's a match for Ken. How about you, Buzz?
No match here. I said boobs.
Oh, boobs.
Sorry.
Match.
Well, I said ass.
Hey, way to go,
Jimmy.
Two matches. Dang,
nice job.
So the score is now 2-0, Ken in the lead.
Good. Now, Robbie, explain this game to me. Even though Ken has the lead, we ask each set of contestants three questions?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Because you do this just like they did it on the real match game,
the
right?
The only difference we have is that when they matched in the match game, it eliminated the star. We let the stars answer every time.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, Ken, you're in the lead, so you need to choose A or B.
I want to go with A.
Go with A.
A.
All right, Ken. We've all seen engineer Wendell Hall take a cigarette break, but we were shocked. We were shocked last week to see him smoking a blank.
Smoking a...
Oh, Mike's in already.
I'm in.
Smoking a blank. We've all seen Wendell take a cigarette break, but we were shocked last week to see him smoking a blank.
All right. I'm in.
All right, hold on.
All right, we're all in.
Hold on. Okay. All right. I'm in. There's no way he's going to match my answer.
No.
All right.
There's no way he's going to match.
All right, Ken. We've all seen Wendell take that cigarette break, but we were shocked last week when we saw him smoking a blank. What's your answer?
I know Wendell's a pothead, so he was probably smoking a joint.
All right.
A joint.
He says joint.
All right.
Do we have a match over there, Don?
No.
Really? What'd you have?
Dan Ryson's.
Oh, no. Not a match.
Oh, dear.
Of course, Dan Ryson is his boss.
No.
Wow.
How about that? That's certainly not what I was looking for.
I don't think
for.
Dan Ryson's penis has ever been mistaken for a joint.
That's certainly not what I was working for when I wrote the question. How about you, Mike?
Rob, I said... He was smoking a pole.
Oh,
that was very,
very similar to,
yours.
Yes.
Too bad Mike and I are playing this game together. We would have had like all three so far.
What's your answer, Buzz?
I said bloody cigar.
Bloody cigar.
Way to go, Buzz. Very creative.
From the Las Vegas show.
Right.
And how about you, Tim?
I said a big fat cigar. So.
Big fat cigar.
So no matches there for Ken.
Sorry, Ken.
But Bonnie, this is a golden opportunity for you to catch up.
I didn't know that was Wendell's last name, though. What's his last name?
Hall.
Wendell Hall. I didn't
know that. We were talking about that yesterday with Monty Hall and Daryl Hall. And
yeah, I don't know.
We're all in here naked. Again.
I know we've played the Hall game plenty of times.
Yeah, sure. Wendell Hall.
Okay.
Sean. Bonnie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Kate Slough is gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, my God.
Why, just the other day, we found some of her blank in the corner of the hair studio.
All right, I'm in.
Kate Slough is gone but not forgotten. Why, just
I'm
the
in.
Other day, we found some of her blank in the corner of the air studio.
I'm in.
I'm so in.
You should never get my match, but I'm in.
Right.
I'm waiting on the Nigerian
Jimmy's
nightmare.
In.
Okay, the Nigerian nightmare is in.
All right, everyone's in. Bonnie, Kate Slough is gone but not forgotten. Why, just the other day, we found some of her blank in the corner of the air studio. What did we find?
Her feminine juice?
Hey, wow. I'm going to give Bonnie a round of applause. It might not be right,
that's
but...
A good answer,
that's
a good answer, Bonnie. That's a good answer.
Feminine juice.
Don, do you have any of Kate's fresh-squeezed feminine juice?
No, Rob, I said we found some of her hearing aid.
Oh, not a match.
Oh, no, that's
not a match.
Not a match.
Oh, no.
What'd you say, Mike?
Rob, I know she's a very, very big eater, and so I said we found some of her cheese.
She loves cheese. And who doesn't? How about you, Buzz? Feminine juice?
I stayed with the traditional answer of brown eggs.
Brown eggs.
Farmer Kate's brown eggs.
That's right.
But and how about you?
Well, I know she's well gifted some in some places, so I said her brassieres.
Brassieres. Yeah. Good job, Timmy.
Yeah, but no matches. Which
sorry, Bonnie.
Leaves the score at 2-0 with Ken in the lead. Going to the third round, Ken, you're in the lead, so choose A or B.
I think I'm going to go with B this time.
B it is. Ken, here's your clue. Madonna France is one of WJFK's top salespeople.
Did you have to mention her, Rob?
Want me to change it?
No, that's all right. That's all right.
It's very. It's a good clue for her. Madonna France is one of WJFK's
She's mad at us already all
top
the time.
Salespeople. And her secret is simple. Flash him a friendly smile and show him a little blank.
Oh. Oh, Rob.
That's way too easy.
Madonna France is one of WJFK's top salespeople, and her secret is
I'm
simple.
In.
Okay.
Flash him a friendly smile, show him a little blank.
All right, I'm in. I'm in.
I'm in.
She hates me already. What do I have to lose?
And Timmy in?
I'm in.
Okay. Very good.
All right, is everyone in?
Yep.
All right, Ken. Madonna is one of JFK's top salespeople, and her secret is simple. Flash him a friendly smile and show him a little blank. What's your answer?
A little bitties.
Okay.
Bitties.
All right, bitties, which is, of course, we all know the
big old
real word.
Bitties. Right.
Big old
there
bitties.
You go.
All right.
What's your answer, Don?
No, I was further south, Rob.
Oh.
The boosh.
Oh, just a little.
Yeah, I had. Timmy just got it, right?
Timmy,
you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just a little douche.
But not a match.
I had it too, Rob. Yes, yes.
Also, Bush?
Yes, oh. Rob.
Once again, too bad you and I aren't playing
we
together,
we should
Mike.
Be playing this game together.
And how about you, Bo?
Well, Madonna likes me, and I was going for a match, so I said leg.
Leg.
No match.
No match there.
And how about you, Tim?
Well, I said attitude.
Attitude.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Getting a little personal there, Timmy.
All right, Bonnie, this is the last clue of this round, and you know that if you get two to tie, you only need three to win. All right,
okay.
You ready?
Okay, here we
all
go.
Right, no pressure, Bonnie, no pressure.
We all knew that Cameron the intern was young, but this is ridiculous. When he got back from his lunch break, someone had to blank him.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'm in. Yeah.
Me too. I'm in.
We all knew that kid Cameron the intern was young, but this is ridiculous. When he got back from his lunch break, someone had to blank him.
I'm in. Everybody knows that's the 17-year-old kid that they've hired with his freaky hair to answer the telephones at the front desk.
Right. Well, Bonnie, that's a real softball for you, I think.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Timmy's in.
Everybody in?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that. Bonnie? We all knew that Cameron the Kid was young, but this is ridiculous. When he got back from his lunch break, someone had to blank him. What'd you
burp say? Him.
Burp him.
Burp him. Him.
Oh, because he's so young. Don, did you say burp?
No, I said change.
Change.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
You're not
changes
out of it yet, though.
Poopy diapers.
What did you say, Mike?
I said burp him.
Yay!
Burp him.
That's a match. So that's one. How about you, Buzz?
I said burp him.
Burp. That's
oh,
two.
Boy, Bonnie, what a good one. Tied.
Timmy can win it
wow,
for him.
I'm way out. I would reprimand him.
Reprimand him.
What?
Big word. Have to be reprimanded.
Reprimand. Yeah.
You go right away, little baby. You have to be reprimanded.
That's well, tied, Robbie.
Tie, so that wow means Bonnie needs to call in the air, heads or tails. Ready, Bonnie?
Are you ready?
Go.
Tails.
Oh, and it's heads.
Oh.
Heads. I'm sorry.
Hold on. How could it be heads? You didn't even flip a coin.
Flip the card.
Flip a coin.
I don't have a coin.
Don't flip a card.
I have no coin.
Yeah, I mightn't have a coin.
There you go,
coin.
Right here. That was a shiny coin. Really? Just flip a coin.
Do I get to call it again?
Yes, you do, Bonnie. Ready?
Yes.
Flip
tails.
It. Hold on. Rob dropped the coin.
No. It is tails.
Tails. Okay.
Bonnie, we'll see you again in round three.
It's just so unfair to do that with a card.
The odds are the same.
Worked.
Well,
oh, that's lame.
Lame it might be.
That is so lame. Bonnie, you'll be playing.
Woman hater.
You'll be playing the next round, Bonnie. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on now. Let me see if I get this right. When we come back from break, we have to have two more contestants.
Right, to see who's going to play Bonnie in round three.
In the round three of the super match. Okay.
Excellent.
So we need two more contestants, one more guy, one more girl, on the toll-free, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like football, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
The magic dragon.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Nice. The Don and Mike Show.
It's all the excitement of that old, weather-beaten 1970s game show.
Yes, with Gene Rayburn and his long microphone.
Match Game. It's Match Game 99. Here's Dude Walker. Dude!
It's Match Game 99. Yay. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Jay Elston.
Hi,
buddy. Hi, O'Babene.
Hi, Tim.
And
hi,
your host, Rob Spiewak.
Get ready to match the stars.
All right, let's see who's who. Penny first. Hey, Penny.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Where are you from, Penny?
I'm actually from Vienna.
So you're listening
not
on...
Not from France like you might have thought.
You're listening on JFK?
I certainly am.
Beautiful. Oh,
certainly hope she's a money penny.
And Wade?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Where are you from, Wade?
Wichita.
So you're listening on Talk Radio KFH?
That's right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Super.
All right, guys. Now, remember, the winner of this match will face Bonnie in final match. Penny, you're a girl. Pick A or B.
I will take A, Robbie.
A it is.
Robbie.
Robbie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Joe Ardinger is quite a good fisherman, and he catches lots of fish, especially when he baits his hook with blank.
All right.
Oh, Robbie. Oh, Robbie.
Oh, boy. Man.
Joe Ardinger is quite a fisherman, and he catches lots of fish, especially when he baits his hook with blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
I don't know if she's going to match me or not, but I have the right answer.
No, I'm changing mine. All right, hold on.
Timmy, you're in?
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, hold on.
Timmy, all right, I'm
hold
in.
On, hold on, okay.
All right, Robbie, everybody's
okay,
ready.
Everyone's in. Penny, Joe Ardinger is quite a fisherman, and he catches lots of fish, especially when he baits his hook with blank. What'd you say?
I'm going to say gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish.
That's the first time that's reared its head today. Don, did you match up with Joe Ardinger's gentleman's relish?
No.
What did you say?
I said pot brownies.
Oh, good answer. But not a match. No. How about you, Mike? Sorry.
I didn't get it. I said pieces of his brain. I was kind of lost on that one. I'm
not a match,
sorry.
Though. Okay. Not a match. How about you, Bud?
Here's the cheap answer. I said stink bait.
Oh, stink bait.
Stink bait. Stink bait.
What is that? Some sort of Wichita phrase?
Yes,
what
yes it is.
It's some nasty stuff that you put on your hook. I don't know what it's made of. I'm not sure I want to
hello?
Know.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on there, Penny. You haven't matched any yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Timmy?
And what'd you say,
well,
Tim?
I've seen him order food quite a few times. We ordered cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. Penny?
Funny.
Shockingly, there was no matches there.
I can't believe it.
Wade, it's your chance to really barge out in front. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Wade, here we go. Pat Goss is a great talk show.
Oh, my.
Okay, let me start over. I'm sorry. Pat Goss is a great talk show host, and his ratings will skyrocket when they change the name of his show from Goss's Garage to Goss's Blank.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Pat Goss is a great talk show host, and his ratings will skyrocket when they change the name of his show from Goss's Garage to Goss's Plank.
All right, I'm in.
Timmy's waiting a little bit. That Buzz, you in?
No.
No, both Buzz and Timmy are coming up with a mental block on this one.
Thank God.
I got it. All right.
You and Buzz?
Duh. Yes. Right. Yes.
I don't know if there's so much of a duh answer, because I have a hard time coming up with it.
I did, too.
Okay, I'm in.
All right,
Timmy's
Timmy.
In.
All right, Tim.
All right, Wade. Good-looking Pat Goss is a great talk show host, and his ratings are going to skyrocket when they change the name of his show from Goss's Garage to Goss's Blank. What'd you say?
Garbage.
Good one.
That is a great answer.
Excellent answer.
I bet you Don matched. What'd you have, Don?
No, I said Goss's scrote.
That's
not a match, Don.
Sorry about that.
How about you, Mike?
Rob, I had Goss's big ass.
That's not a match either, Mike.
Not a match, though.
Here's your answer. Goss's gas.
There
Goss's
you go.
Goss's gas.
Not a match. Right. And how about you, Tim?
Well, I said Goss's toilet bowl.
Boy, I tell you, this is like an episode of Barney here.
This is the worst match game ever.
No, there's no matches.
No matches
go
at
in
all.
To the second question. Penny, you can choose A or B.
Okay, Robbie, I'm going to go with A.
Thank you.
He loves being called Robbie.
Ready? Here it is. Homo Joe, Penny. Homo Joe loves his airtime, so in an effort to one-up Dennis Murphy, Joe offered to cut off his blank.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
You know, all Homo right. Joe.
I'm in. Not right. Funny.
I'm in.
I'm in for
actual answer.
Homo okay. Joe loves
Buzz
his airtime.
I'm in.
All right. We're all in, Robbie.
All right, Penny. Homo Joe loves his airtime, so in an effort to one-up Dennis Murphy, Joe offered to cut off his blank. What'd you say?
His thing.
As in
the bean word, can I say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Penis.
Penis.
Oh, say it again.
Very good.
Penis.
Thank you.
Penis.
Thank you.
Don, do you have Homo Joe's penis?
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, penis, penis.
Yes, Rob, I can't stop thinking about Homo Joe's penis.
There's a match. How
That's
you,
right.
How about you, Mike?
I blew this one. Yes, I did.
Well, that's a shame. How about you, Buzz?
I said thing.
Thing is a match.
Yes.
There you go.
And Tim?
Well, I said penis.
Penis.
And I like
penis.
The way he says that. Penis.
Penis. I said penis.
I said penis.
Penis from heaven.
All right, Wade, you are down 3-0, so you have to play some catch up here, okay?
All right.
All right, Wade, here's your clue. Charlie Broyhill was a popular Roy Rogers employee. That is, until he asked the customer, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you like blank with that?"
Oh, all right.
Charlie Broyhill, found out today, was a popular Roy Rogers employee.
I'm in.
That is, until he asked the customer, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you like blank with that?"
I'm in.
Oh, so easy. We're all in this round.
Uh-huh.
All right, Wade. Charlie Broyhill was a popular Roy Rogers employee until he asked, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you like blank with that?" What'd he ask?
How about geesh?
Geesh.
Geesh.
John, do you have Charlie Broyhill's geesh?
All over me, Rob.
Oh,
yes.
Answer.
I said gentleman's relish.
That's
gentleman's relish.
There
that's
it is.
Match.
Right
good.
There.
That's
a match.
How about you, Mike?
I had geesh.
Yay!
Geesh.
Geesh.
Everybody has Broyhill's geesh.
How about you, Buzz?
I had gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish. Yay!
And you, Tim?
I had gentleman's relish.
Good job, Tim.
That's 4-4. This
wow.
has turned into a contest. Penny with 3, Wade with 4. Wade, you're ahead, so pick first, A or B.
How about B?
B it is.
B.
All right, Wade. Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves two things.
Oh, my.
Football and horses. That probably explains his confusion when he showed up to the stadium wearing only a blank.
I'm in.
You're in already?
I'm in already.
Read it again to me, Robbie, please.
Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves two things, football and horses, which probably explains his confusion when he showed up at the stadium wearing only a blank.
I'm in.
All right, my answer is lame. I'm in. Okay.
We're all in, Robbie.
All right, everyone's in. Wade, Hall of Famer Sam Huff loves two things, football and horses,
Which explains why, when he showed up at the stadium, he was wearing only a blank. What'd you say?
How about a saddle?
A saddle.
Saddle. Wow.
Wearing nothing but a saddle. Now, there's a mental picture. Don, what'd you have?
How do you wear a saddle?
I don't know. You have to ask Sam.
No, I said riding crop.
Riding crop.
Riding the crop.
Stick that he hits the horse
yeah.
with.
Not a match, though.
Sorry.
How about you, Mike? Did you
I had saddle.
Saddle and a match.
Saddle.
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 How about you, Buzz?
I had saddle.
Ah!
Saddle.
And Timmy?
Well, I had riding boots.
Riding boots.
Riding boots. Not a match.
All right.
No.
All right, Penny, here's your last chance.
Money, Penny.
The score is 6-3, which means you need 3 to tie and all 4 to win. Think you can do it?
I don't know.
All right. I like that enthusiasm.
Only if it's gentleman's relish again.
All right. Don't tip your hand, darling.
Yeah, she's trying to cheat.
USA Today's Rudy Martsky is very excited about his son Brett's wedding. In oh. fact, he's already bought the couple a blank.
Oh.
USA Today, Rudy Martsky is very excited about his son Brett's wedding. In fact, he's already bought the couple a blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
Right, not the funniest answer.
I'm in. I'm in.
Timmy, you in?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, everybody's in, Robbie.
All right, we're all in. Penny, USA Today's Rudy Martsky's real excited about the upcoming wedding. In fact, he's already bought the couple a blank. What'd he buy?
I'm going to say porno flick.
Porno,
porno flick. Good answer.
Oh,
good
answer. Wish I would have thought of that.
Go ahead and change him.
How about you, Don? Do you have Rudy's porno flick?
Nah, I said case of Bud.
Case of beer. Not
I'm
a
just stupid. I said a condom.
Oh, and a picture.
Yeah, I'm into the picture.
That's very nice. How about you, Buzz?
I said a beer can TV.
Oh, good answer.
There you go.
But not a match. And Timmy?
Well, I said a house.
A house. Funny answer. The house that Martsky built. All right, so Wade, you're our winner. You'll be facing Bonnie
Wade.
In final match.
Yay.
Hey, sounds great.
Wade, very nice. Penny, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Bye-bye, Penny.
See you later. Now.
Money, Penny.
Do we do a break before we play the final match here?
Yes, we do. Final match leads to super match. So, yes, we have to break.
What do you mean final match leads to super? Explain that to me.
Well, Bonnie and Wade have to play to see who goes to the final.
Okay. And then they get to pick one star for their super match.
That's right. To try and match the star.
Very confusing.
Very complicated.
But thank you, Robbie. Okay,
thank
we'll
you.
Be back with final match and then super match?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Final match and super match, Bob.
Here's Dude Walker again.
It's Match Game 99 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Mara.
Howdy, Mike.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, Buzz.
Timmy Obibone.
Hi, Timmy.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hi, stars.
Thank you. Call me Robbie. Ready for super match?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
all right.
All right.
Yeah, Robbie.
Well, yeah, Bonnie yeah, and Wade, get ready to match the stars. Hi, contestants.
Hey.
Hello, Bonnie. Wade.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Bonnie, you remember, won the first round, and Wade won the second round. So now they have to answer how many questions now?
There's three more rounds.
Three more. Okay.
Three more rounds.
Okay.
So, Bonnie, let's get started. I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is. And here's your clue.
Rob, I like that little hand
you like
movement.
That?
Rob, you're giving a real Gene Rayburn hand movement.
If my head were only bigger, I could truly be Gene Rayburn. Sports junkie Eric Bickle's pornography collection has truly gotten out of hand. Last night he revealed he had a video called Debbie Does Blank. Sports junkie Eric Bickle's pornography collection has truly gotten out of hand, Bonnie. Last night he revealed he has a video called Debbie Does Blank.
I'm in.
All right, I'm in too.
All right, all the stars are in. Bonnie, Eric Bickle's pornography collection is truly out of hand. Last night he revealed he had a video called Debbie Does Blank. What'd you say?
The NFL.
The NFL. Mm.
The NFL.
The NFL.
The NFL.
Yeah.
Remember,
hey, good answer.
I thought my answer was lame.
Really?
Bonnie won the first round. Don, did you say NFL?
No, I was, again, going for the absurd. I said, Debbie Does Jeremy.
Oh, I've seen that.
That's funny.
Kind of going for the abstract.
That was a good one.
That
I
was
like
good.
It.
How about you, Mike?
I said Debbie does everybody.
Oh,
everybody.
But not a match. Good answer, but not a match. How about you, Buzz?
Marry me, Mike. I said everybody.
Everybody.
A match made in heaven. And how about you, Tony?
Well, I said Debbie does Eric, because I know Eric will love that.
See? Jimmy has brought logic to our show today.
Good logical answers, but not a match.
He is the wild card. Is he the wild card?
Wow. And does Eric, because he likes that.
All right, that. Wade, it's your chance to jump out ahead. Ready?
Yeah, sure am.
All right, Wade. Super Patriot Andy Rice keeps a tight schedule.
He's in every match game, isn't he?
Is. Out of the office at 5:30 sharp, and by 6 p.m. he's home, and he's already blanked his wife.
Okay, he's already...
Super Patriot Andy Rice keeps a tight schedule. Out of the office at 5:30 sharp, and by 6 p.m. he's home, and he's already blanked his wife.
I'm in.
All right. Finn is in.
All right.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
All right, we're all in, Wade. Super Patriot Andy Rice keeps a tight schedule. Out of the office at 5:30 sharp, and by 6 p.m. he's home, and he's already blanked his wife. What'd you say, Wade?
How about screwed his wife?
Screwed his wife.
All
righty. Don, did you screw Mrs. Rice?
No, I said that he leaves at 5:30, and by 6 he's already beaten his wife.
Oh,
you're on a roll.
That is two in a row.
Violent.
Two in a row, Jeremy.
Beating his wife.
But not a match.
Not a match. Oh, man. I had the obvious one, and I matched our friend here. I had effed his wife.
There you go. There's a match.
How about you, Bob?
Marry me, Mike. I said effed.
Effed.
How about you, Tim?
Well, make that three. I said effed.
Three matches. That amazing.
Nothing comes close to
not
beating.
God. Oh, all right.
My God.
That puts Wade in front.
Just goofing around. Just having some fun.
Wade, I need you to pick A or B.
See, shot was too dramatic. So all
right. How about B?
B it is. Ah, here's the name again. Wade. Jeremy Coleman loves his new telephone headset. Have you seen this, guys? Jeremy's got a new telephone headset.
Does he really?
Headset. Yeah, guys.
Okay. I like the way you have you seen this, guys?
Jeremy Coleman.
What, Gene?
I'm selling it.
Okay.
Jeremy Coleman loves his new telephone headset. It leaves his hands free to blank all day long.
All right. Yeah, I'm in.
You got it.
Okay. We got to rearrange these buttons. I keep thinking I'm hitting the dinger, and I keep hitting the buzzer.
Jeremy Coleman loves his new telephone headset.
I'm in.
It leaves his hands free to blank day long.
Timmy, you in?
Yes, I'm in.
All right, everybody's in, Robbie.
All righty, Don. Did you imagine? I'm sorry, Wade. What's your answer? Jeremy Coleman loves his new headset. Leaves his hands free to blank all day long. What'd you say, Wade?
How about get his jerk on?
All right, get his jerk on.
Hey, J-O.
All
J-O.
Right. And that's for Wade. How about you, Mike?
I didn't get it. I had diddle.
No, technically not.
Yeah, technically that's J-O. Yes, no. Didn't match.
Not
right.
A match. How really? About you, Buzz?
I had J-O.
J-O in a match?
J-O.
And Tim?
Well, I wish I had that, but I write memos because he loves to write memos.
Write memos. Yeah, he does.
That's
the funny answer.
True.
All right. Write those memos.
Write memos.
All right, Bonnie, you need to get on the stick here because you're five down, okay?
Boy, all right.
And here's your clue. It's nice to have a proper British coworker like Donna Caruso on staff.
You know, you pick out all the people
on
the staff.
He picks on the same people every time.
Except that every day at 4 p.m., she wants to have a cup of tea and a nice plate of blank. It's nice to have a proper British co-worker like Don Caruso on staff, except that every day at 4 p.m. she likes to have a cup of tea and a nice big plate of blank.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
Buzz is in.
All right.
Timmy O'Bibinay is in.
All right, Bonnie, it's nice to have a proper British co-worker like Donna Caruso on staff, except every day at 4, she stops down to have a cup of tea and a plate of blank. What did you say?
I'm going to have to go with the standby gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish.
G-R. Yeah. Do you have that answer, Don? Do you have gentlemen?
All over me, Rob. Yes, gentlemen's relish.
Doing a good job.
And a match. How about you, Mike?
I did not have that. I suggest have a nice big plate of butter.
Oh, cream of butter. Delicious, but not a match.
Sorry, not having a good round.
How about you, Buzz?
She gives me my paycheck, so I said crumpets.
Oh, crumpets.
Crumpets, please.
Not a match. Well, Tim?
She's going to hit me for this, but I said fluoride.
You get it because she's from Britain.
That's good.
That's good.
He is the wild card. Is
that is good.
Absolutely.
All right, Wade. Good. Wade, you're still in the lead, so I need you to pick A or B.
I'll go with B again.
B it is. And here's your clue. Ken Stevens is a good father who raises little Douglas strictly by the book.
Oh, my.
Unfortunately, the book he uses is blank. Ken Stevens is a good father who raises little Douglas strictly by the book. Unfortunately, the book he uses is blank.
I'm in.
Okay. Mikey,
I'm in.
Okay.
Hey, we're all in. Wade, Ken Stevens' great father raises his little boy strictly by the book. Unfortunately, the book he uses is blank. What's your answer?
War and Peace.
War and Peace. Great answer.
Duh.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
Did you have War and Peace, Don?
No, Rob, so close. I said Hustler.
Oh,
Hustler.
Good book. That is the good book. How about you, Mike?
I said the book he uses is empty.
Oh, yeah. not
funny,
a match.
Wasn't it?
Empty.
Empty. The book he uses. This is empty. It's an empty book. Yeah, sorry.
How about
your book? I said the book was the Satanic Verses.
Oh. Not a match.
I tell you, this, we're just killing, aren't we?
I didn't think Hustler was that bad.
Hustler was good. So was Jeremy and B.
Well, I guess I was thinking like Mike, I wrote blank.
Blank.
Oh,
blank.
So he filled in blank?
Blank.
With blank.
There you go, Timmy.
All right, Bonnie, here's your clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Bretta the
Me and Mike are just having a little fun right now. Hold on. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Bretta the sales lady has a beautiful car, and everyone at WJFK admires her genuine leather blank.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in.
All right, then. Do I really go for it here?
You're on quite an island on your own today, and I'm not sure, but they've been good.
I'm in. I will.
I'd say go with your instinct.
I went with the first thing that came to my mind. You in, Timmy?
Yep.
I'm in.
All right, everyone's in. Bonnie, Bretta the sales lady has a beautiful car, and everyone at WJFK admires her genuine leather blank. What'd you say?
Her ass.
Her genuine leather ass. Don, do you have Bretta's ass?
No, I was close, Rob. I said her genuine leather poontang.
Oh! It's a matter of inches, but not a match. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I have her genuine leather skin.
Skin.
There it is.
Good answer, but not a match. What'd you have, Bob?
I went the S&M route with harness.
Oh harness, buddy.
Not a match.
Well,
and Tim?
Again, Mike, with thinking alike.
Right.
Skin.
Way to go,
which
Timmy.
Means Wade is going to the final match.
Final match with Wade.
Yay.
All right, now, Bonnie, hold on. We'll have a prize for you. You got to hold on, okay?
All right.
Now, this is where, let me see if I got this right. Wade, buddy, he will pick one of us on the panel.
Right.
And then after the one that he picks writes down the answer, we can all, the rest of
the
us
other,
that weren't picked, we can give hints.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. All right, Wade. Here's Wade. Hi, Wade.
Hey, buddy.
Wade,
hey,
I
buddy.
Need you to pick a celebrity.
You know what, Rob? Hold on. Let me do a break here.
All right.
Okay. Then we'll come back and we'll finish up the... No, what the hell? Let's just do it.
All
okay.
Right.
Let's just do it.
All right.
On, what the heck?
Wade, pick a celebrity. Don, Mike, Buzz, or Timmy?
I'll have to go with Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Nice to match you. Here's the answer that we need from you, Mike.
All right.
Blank tape.
Okay, I'm in.
Blank tape. Now, Wade, Mike is in, and you can get suggestions from Don. What's your suggestion for blank tape?
Red tape.
Red tape. How about you, Buzz?
Masking.
Masking tape. And you, Timmy?
Cassette.
A cassette tape.
Okay.
Now, Wade, you're free to use any of those suggestions or to go out on your own.
I think I'm going
to
go out on my own.
All right, what are you going to say?
How about scotch tape?
All right.
Scotch tape. Now, if you match scotch tape with Mike, you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. Mike, what did you have?
All right. Well, I tried real hard on this one. I'll tell you that. I really put an effort forward, but unfortunately, I had scotch tape!
Yay!
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 Yeah, baby.
So, Wade, you're our big winner. How does it feel?
Feels great.
All right, Wade.
Yeah. Very excited.
Scotch tape, you're the big winner.
Way to go on your own. Way to go, Wade.
Thank you.
And here is Rob Speedbump to tell you what you've won, Robbie.
All right, Wade, you have won 10 Virginia Lottery coupons, each good for 5 free plays of the big game. This Friday's big game jackpot.
Can we please put the buzzer in the dinger in different spots?
Yes.
It seems to me that on the... Well, I'm going to slow things down. But on the pad I'm using, it should be dinger first,
right.
Buzzer second.
Absolutely. Right.
And it's set up so that the buzzer is first and the dinger is second.
Then we'll switch them.
Okay, thank you. Switch them, we shall.
Switch them, they will be.
This Friday's big game jackpot is $84 million bucks. You've also won lunch for two with WWF Superstars at the Flight Deck in Herndon, plus a pair of tickets to see WWF Live at the MCI Center on Friday, August 6th. See Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and many other wrestlers. And you have won a TV Land prize pack. TV Land's Ultimate Fan Search is coming to the shops at Union Square this Saturday. Registration is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can win a trip for two to Los Angeles to compete in a televised round on TV Land this fall. Thank you, Wade, and thanks for playing the game.
Hey, thank you guys. That's great.
And
thank you, Wade.
Remember, Match Game 99 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
All right.
Get out of here, Robbie.
My head's hurting.
Thank you, Timmy.
Thank you, Augustus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Wild card. The Nigerian nightmare. Timmy Obibina. Thank you, Timmy.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Timmy's a wild card today.
He was. I like having people like Timmy come in here. You never know. When you get a station staff member in here, you never know what's going to happen.
And once again, after all those questions with all those people, I am afraid to walk the halls.
I know.
Because that's virtually like sticking a knife in the back of everybody that works here.
That's right. I didn't say Bush. Have a nice day.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
To Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk, and I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away, Quentin Tarantino, go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch the
scene. Stop now. Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show. Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
In a pretty cabinet.
Yes.
Maybe what you just said, maybe I have felt some of that today also.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I'm being paranoid or not.
I think so.
We were discussing just a moment ago that I waved at a certain individual. There's been a sense around here that we may be persona non grata among a few select few around here.
Well, I think they're all a bunch of ass kisses. Mm-hmm. That they know that we had a fight with Ken.
Right.
And that Ken is mad at us.
Right.
And they somehow think that it will weaken their position with Ken.
Yes.
If they say hello to us in the hallway.
Precisely. Perhaps that's it. Hey, you know, I'll hold out. It could be just paranoia on my part.
No.
I don't think so, though.
You don't think about it, no.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact. You get a little bit of it, too?
Yeah, I got it on Friday. I definitely got it on Friday. We're like, nobody would talk. Everybody was afraid to say hello to us. Like, we had that
freaking
plague or something on Friday.
Definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the life we lead.
Everybody's so concerned with kissing Ken's ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even here. Friday, I mean, his car is here, but he's not here.
He's gone. It's very strange. Very odd. Very, very different energy. And, you know, I hadn't thought about it, really. I mean, in all seriousness, I hadn't thought about it when I came in today. But then when I just noticed that, then I started thinking about it. So now I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of my regular pals, though, saying hello. Some of the, you know, the regular folks that that are important to us here. There hasn't been much of a change.
There's nobody like that here, Mike. As far as I'm concerned, nobody here is important to us.
I'm talking about Colette.
Oh, Colette, right.
Yes.
Yeah, Colette's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard that on Friday.
Daniel Ryson.
Hey, Mike the Pick.
How are you?
I also heard on Friday that, you know, Ken, of course, blew up at us. And said indirectly, you know, that he hated us, said that to Buzz, and told Mike that we're on our own, you know, and all this other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically that was it. He hates us and that we're on our own.
Yes. Very, very strong words.
I also heard that he was, like, going ballistic on people on the telephone, that he was, like, yelling at sales guys. Nobody knows exactly who they were, but he had his door shut, and he was screaming into the speakerphone.
So perhaps we should chalk it up to just a bad day?
I guess so.
Yeah.
maybe Ken should know that all those same people that are kissing his ass and like boycotting talking to us because they don't want to step on his toes. Maybe Ken should know that all those people were hiding in front of his door last Friday, you know, listening to him yell at whoever he was yelling at.
Uh-huh.
Right, you bunch of ass kisses.
Yeah,
that's what you are.
Well, hello wouldn't hurt you.
Right, be that bad just to say hello to us?
God's sake. And you know what? You know,
we got the Scarlet Letter or something around here?
And I must say, you know, one of my great luxuries.
I must say,
one of my great luxuries is, you know, during the commercial breaks, rolling a few 10-footers outside of the studio here. That's what I do. I do not go to the bathroom.
Hitting golf balls.
I like to hit a few golf balls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Don, I don't know whether it's coincidence, but the putter over the weekend has gone missing. The putter is nowhere to be found. Now, I think I was working on maybe 6.5-7 months. Where that putter was in the exact same place every day.
And now suddenly it's gone.
We have a little tiff with Ken, and I'm not going to go putt with that novelty putter that's behind the door.
The penis putter?
I will not use the penis
Why?
Putter.
Why?
Because the penis putter doesn't roll them. It doesn't roll them the right way.
Let's find out. Let's just call people and see if people will talk to us. Or
okay.
Okay.
We'll just say hello. We, you know, just tell them we wanted to say hello, and we can kind of just check the tone out.
Because I feel that vibe.
Good.
I feel the same vibe around here.
It's like
we have a fight with a boss, and suddenly nobody wants to talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Might be a lot of those phones ringing today, too. As people right now scattering, just hiding for cover, running anywhere. People running into the janitor's closet right now.
This is Alan Linewand, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK. I'm unavailable right now, but if you leave your name, no.
All right. Kind of interesting that I believe his door was open a moment ago.
Man, let me see.
Jeff Hedges.
Oh, very good.
That was Alan Linewand.
This is Jeff Hedges. It is Monday, April 12th. I will be in and out of the office today, but checking voicemail.
All right. All right. That is the general sales manager and the vice president of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try our national sales manager.
Very good idea.
Jeff Shrinsky.
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello?
It's Don and Mike, Jeff, buddy.
Hi, Don and Mike, Jeff. I mean, Don and Mike, buddy.
Well, all right, you get the prize. At least you're speaking to us.
We're just going down the employee phone list and checking who wants to say hello.
Oh, I say hi. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Hey, why do we get this vibe, Jeff, that like everybody is giving us the cold shoulder just because we had a fight with Ken on Friday?
I don't think most people know about it.
You think so?
I don't think they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Think we're just being paranoid?
Probably, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody knows about it, except maybe I might have heard something about it, but I didn't think I was not talking to you. I think I'm talking to you.
Nobody knows except the 4 million people that were listening to the show on Friday.
Well, no. Other than that, I don't think that the most of the staff who is, you know...
Who hear the station through the building.
I don't know how aware of it they are, and I don't think that they really let that interfere with their relationship with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Very good. Very good answer.
All right.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, and he laughs at the end knowing it's BS.
Yeah, right. That man was lying.
He did say hi to me in the hall a few minutes ago. He said hi to me in the hall also, so he's okay. He's on the okay list.
Yeah, I think
but, you know, he's kind of a rebel anyway. He's kind of a free spirit around here.
God bless him. How about...
you know, and I think I would just like to say the way you are using this phone list, I couldn't prioritize it any better myself.
Well, now I know Tim McWilliams always loyal to us.
Yeah, but...
He'll say hello. All right, let's put him on the spot.
Be honest.
That line's busy, Mike.
All right. He said hello to me coming in today, too.
Okay, let's go to... Let me see. Next on the list.
How about Carl?
Huh. You know, we never talk to Carl on this
No,
show.
We don't. Good guy. Very friendly.
We'll be the judge of that, Buzz.
We'll see what happens.
Right.
And I don't believe Shrinsky for a second. People are around here are very aware of everything that goes on.
Yes.
For goodness sakes, that's why 25 of them were gathered like ants in front of Ken's door on Friday when he was screaming at somebody.
They're a very sharp group.
Hello, this is Carl Farley. I'm away from my desk.
All right, he's not here.
All right. All right, hold
or
on.
Or he's not answering. But I think he's not here.
Now, and everybody is totally aware of everything that goes on.
Of course.
I have never worked, and I've worked at over 25 stations, I have never worked at a bigger rumor mill, at a more of a gossip-loving building,
pretty close
this
quarters.
Building right here.
You know, we got a lot of people in pretty close quarters around here. We are all very close together.
Ah, I'm going to try somebody new.
Very good.
Let's try Joan from the third floor.
Joan from the third floor. Very good.
You know, just Joan.
Just Joan. Don't have a lot of contact with Joan normally. I don't. I think you.
I say hello to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Mm-hmm. I don't see her very often.
She's one of the third floor people. She's up there with Ken all the time.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, she's around him.
And I must give props to the gerbil, who actually ducked into the office today.
But I would like to point out...
I knew there'd be something you'd know.
I would like to point out that on Friday,
yes,
in the middle of the fight...
Hi, you've reached Joan Lotta and Nick.
No, I'm not here. Nobody's
I would like to point out that Friday, in the middle of the fight with Ken, Jeremy did give me the cold shoulder on Friday when I did see him. I went up to the third floor to call our agent
right
at about 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Right.
And Jeremy walked right by the door and didn't say a thing.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So that's Johnny lately with him.
So he's on the fence then.
Yeah, let's call him.
Or perhaps on the bubble.
Or under the table.
I should say nobody likes speaking to us on the phone more than Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
So did you like The Matrix?
Very much. It was fantastic.
I have no idea what you were talking about before your phone call, so.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Everybody around here, we are perceiving a bit of a cold shoulder from the staff in general today based on our fight with Ken on Friday.
You are?
Yeah.
Shocker.
We're just sensing. It's kind of it's an intangible.
Not from the real people, you know, your regular workers like Colette and Terry,
right,
kind of Ben Peterson.
They still like you.
Pretty much the Politburo, you know what I mean? The sitting cabinet members.
So who's giving you the cold shoulder?
Hedges, buddy.
Jeff Hedges. Mm-hmm. Jeff Hedges is giving you a cold shoulder.
Yeah, I know. Now listen, I know what you're saying, Jeremy. Jeff Hedges barely has a pulse. But
right.
What I'm saying is from Jeff Hedges, a warm greeting is when he says hello.
That is true. And Jeremy, this is coming from me. I waved at him, and he walked right into Alan's office. And it was really like a wave where I kind of, it was one of my salute waves. You've gotten that before, right? You know my salute wave?
Yeah.
You know, I gave him my salute wave and nothing.
And you know, on Friday...
And I'm just getting a little paranoid.
When we were having that fight with Ken on Friday, you did walk right by me, didn't say anything on Friday, Jeremy. You did, when I was up in the office.
I did?
You did. You did. I'm like an elephant.
Me.
I don't forget, man. Don't forget.
I did not mean to give you the cold shoulder. But
I saw that. As Mike said, I'll give you credit. You bravely came by and said hello to us today, but it was when you knew
yes.
that Ken was safely out of the building so that you could come by the office and say hello to us without fear of retribution. Right?
And not true at all.
Were you one of the people gathered around Ken's office when he was in a screaming match on his speakerphone Friday?
No, actually, I missed most of it because I was at the chiropractor getting my neck cracked.
But you are aware of this.
Damn, an alibi.
But you are aware of this screaming match.
Yeah, I heard about it as soon as I walked back into the building.
See, what did I tell you? And remember, Trinsky said, no, people don't pay attention to that.
Everybody's connected around here. Everybody knows what's going on.
Do you know who he was screaming at?
When he was on the phone? No, none of us have been able to find out.
Because I heard it was like world class. It was just vintage Ken just going off on somebody, man.
No, I missed it. I usually hear that being so close to him, but I missed it.
Okay.
All right.
But no, I didn't give you the cold shoulder.
Did he mention today if he still hates us?
I didn't even see him today. He was here for about an hour. He was on the phone for most of it, and now he's head off to New York City.
How would you describe his mood today, Jeremy?
Like I said, I didn't talk to him.
I know somebody who got the cold shoulder from Ken personally today,
yes.
One Mr. Robe Spiewak.
He was departing as I got here, and I came in, and he was being picked up by George, his driver.
Right.
And I waved to them both. And George waved back.
Oh, but you
and
know
Ken
what?
Amazingly
didn't
see me. Of course,
Rob
I know
today.
I'm small and hard to spot, so he might not have seen
me. Wait, you got the cold shoulder from Rob?
Yeah, I said hi to Rob, and Rob's like, hi. I mean, it was very uncharacteristic.
Oh, boy, now everybody's just starting to get... Everybody's getting the cold shoulder from everybody.
Jeremy, would you like a hug?
Did you give him? I just like a hello.
Did you give him the cold shoulder today?
Not intentionally. Perhaps I was so busy doing show prep.
Well, you were. You were
please,
over your desk.
No, Jeremy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that if that's how you perceived it.
Okay,
how you doing, buddy?
Thanks. I'm doing great.
Had Ken mentioned to you on Friday that he hates us and that we're on our own?
No, I heard that on your show.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank goodness for our show. Otherwise, people would know nothing about
that's
what's
true.
Going on at this radio
obviously,
station.
Everybody's hearing it from our show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, he spoke to us. You got to give him credit for that. Very little credit, but you have to give him credit for it.
I ain't giving him credit. Man.
I know. It's tough.
All right.
Especially when he's, ends the comp. Been a pleasure.
Please. And how was The Matrix?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you were talking about on your show today.
There's a tiny bit of him, and it should be we've always perceived. There's a tiny bit of him that I'm thoroughly enjoying this feud we're having with Kent.
Oh, he loves it. Are you
absolutely
kidding?
Absolutely loves it.
It's more leverage for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more the leverage just to validate his position at the radio station.
You're here.
See, Ken, you need me. You need someone to control them. Air talent is uncontrollable. They're highly combustible. They're loose cannons. I have to be sitting here with my bony finger on the button, just in case they say one of the words they shouldn't say. I know exactly how that goes. And please, like he doesn't know about the fight with Ken on Friday.
Everybody knows about that.
Like Ken doesn't say to him, oh, those a-holes, I hate them. I goes, yes, you're right to hate them. I hate them, too.
We're just trying to find out where we stand. Just trying to find out where we stand with everybody here.
All right, well, most everybody's just simply ducking the call.
Yeah, ducking our calls.
You know, that might just be one of the calls bouncing... Bouncing back. Hello, Tim.
Hey.
Tim McWilliams.
Hey. And Mike.
Tim McWilliams.
How you doing, old buddy?
And you know what?
What?
I've got to give Tim his props. I didn't remember this. Tim did speak to me before the show.
Oh, good. Good, good.
As a matter of fact, why wouldn't I speak to you?
He mentioned the Albania bit. So, yeah.
Tim. Great bit.
We're just trying to figure out if people are giving us the cold shoulder because we had the fight with the evil one on Friday.
I don't think it has anything to do. I don't know who you're making reference to directly, but I don't think it has anything to do with that at all.
Oh, really? Why would they be giving us the cold shoulder, then, if it's not that?
Sometimes, Donnie, you don't go out of your way to give people warm, fuzzy feelings either, you know, old boy?
Oh, my God.
Who do I not say hello to? All right, I'm looking at the employee list now. I don't know half the people that work here.
Right.
I mean, listen, basically, Tim, I hide in the office, and I hide in the studio.
Right.
So it's not like I'm being, rude to people because I never come out of my cave.
Well, I know. I mean, I know you, and, I get it, but...
Tim, we're just we're trying to get a feel for the room, you know?
No, I think your stock is very high with the staff, and I don't think it has anything to do with the, any kind of conversations you might have had with the old boy. I mean, Ken and I have had frank and honest conversations in the past. He gets over it.
That's nice, Tim. That's very nice of you to say.
Encouraging.
So who is mad at me because I'm not being friendly to them?
Honestly, how much time you got, Don?
I'm serious.
Look at the employee list out here.
I'm very. I got my employee list right here.
Alphabetical order.
All right, here you go.
Give it to you randomly.
Okay, Alan. I say hello to Alan. Bobby. I love Bobby.
Bobby says hello to you.
Brad. Frankly, I don't know who Brad is.
Oh, Brad, you know who Brad is. Mm-hmm. Brad's the thin drink of water. Works right down the main hallway.
I never
where the junkies
him.
Throw the football.
Bretta? I say hello to Bretta.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron? Friends with Cameron?
Well, of course, Bretta, you got that situation a year ago when you were busting up because she was playing a radio station.
Oh, she still holds a grudge about that?
Oh, man.
Tim, this is great. Our eyes and ears in the sales department. You can let us know where we stand.
Yeah. Carla.
I'm looking now, baby.
I swear to God.
Didn't go over real big.
I swear to God, I don't know who Carla is. Who is Carla?
She's a new member of our staff, so that's understandable that you don't know who you are.
All right. I don't know Carla.
Carl, I know I say hello to Carl. Right. Chris Owen, say hello to him. Charles, say hello to him. Royal. Christine Kerner, Colette, Dan Ryson, Daryl Nichols, David Hainline. I'm going down big friends here right now.
I don't know why. Are you feeling very sensitive, Don?
Yes. God damn it, yes.
I think you got it. You got friends here for life, Don.
I don't feel the love here. I don't feel the love.
You need somebody to show you the quad.
You know, we're here. It's a business. We're trying to make some money. That's all. You know, sometimes we get focused and we lose track of the personal touch, you know?
Do you know something? I believe Tim McWilliams showing another talent today as therapist.
Indeed.
That's it. Where do you see my bill?
Dr. McWilliams.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm still going down the list. Jeff Shrinsky. All right, he spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hedges. I know Jeff Hedges hates me. He hates me because we call him a vampire on this show.
Laughs about that normally. He laughs. Do you speak to Jeff? Do you say hello to Jeff? Do you say hello to him?
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, you don't get along with Jeff Hedges?
No, did I not say let's talk about something else?
Boy, I love it. This is great when we get into this behind-the-scenes stuff.
Meet the staff. Okay, then you've got Jeremy, who I know is our biggest supporter. Who is Joe Gallagher?
Joe's one of our Redskins guys.
All right. Again, can't be rude to somebody I don't know.
He's not here, like, during the week, is he?
Oh, no. He's here. In fact, he's here right now. He's he just pushes the Redskins side versus the spot side.
Oh, he's a sales guy.
Yeah, he's a sales guy on the Redskins side.
Has he got the goatee?
No, he's clean shaven, 5'11", 6', dark hair.
We know so little about the people that work here.
And you wonder why people don't say hi to you in the hallway, huh?
All right, I'm still going through the list. I'm getting nothing but love. I'm getting Julie. That's Mr. Liddy's Julie.
Very nice. I say hi to
right.
Julie all
I
the time.
I love her.
Right.
Julie, the sales Julie, love her. Say hello to her. Joan, right. Say hello to her. Kate Slough, say hello to her.
I love her.
All right, well, Ken is on my list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is Les?
Well, Les is no longer here. He's one of the guys that, frankly, you tore him apart on the air because of the way he dressed, or used to dress.
Herb Tarlin.
Oh, yeah, we didn't tear him apart,
oh,
Tim.
Come on.
We
talking
didn't.
About the lack of love. You basically ripped the guy apart in front of 4.5 million people.
Oh, for God's sake. We tore you apart a lot worse than we tore him apart.
Yeah, but I got thick skin. He got sensitive about it and left.
Oh, yeah, he left because of us. Okay, sure.
Okay. Madonna.
All right, I know Madonna hates me. Let's not even get into that.
Then you got, am I right about that? Madonna hates me? Still hates me about the comment?
I think so.
Let's go on to the next one. What's the next one?
Okay, yeah, that's our right. honest answer. All right.
Okay. Then you got Matt. Isn't Matt
Matt's
the one?
Matt's the guy with the goatee.
Yeah, Matt's the guy with the goatee. He's on the Redskins staff. His girlfriend came to
the goofy,
one of your parties.
The goofy girlfriend.
Okay. All right, okay.
Right.
Well, no, I don't say hello to him. Frankly, I don't, because I don't know him. Michelle, I say hello to her. Mitch, I say hello to her. Him, Monique. Nicolette. Who is Nicolette?
Well, Nicolette's one of our new spot people, too. It's again, it may be understandable that you don't know who she is.
Okay. Rita. I know Rita. I say hello to her.
There you go.
Rob Spiewak. Hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Martin. I say hello to Sean. Sherlita. I love Sherlita. Stacy. Love Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Johnson. All right. That's a tricky relationship.
Yeah, but we speak friendly to Steve. We
you
do.
You know, I've just gone through the whole list, and you got Tammy, who I love. Terry, who I love. Tim McWilliams, who I love. Timmy Obibene, who I love. All I got here is love, man.
Well, you know,
I got nothing but love.
You got a couple of love categories there with asterisks after them. For instance, Mitch Johnson, the last time you talked about him wasn't exactly in a positive light. I've never heard you say anything positive about Steve Johnson, so that may be in a love category, but it's going to have maybe two asterisks.
I said Steve was...
There's some fine print in his contract, Don. You get the devil's in the details, baby.
I said that Steve was Steve Johnson was a tricky relationship, and frankly, Mitch Johnson is a putz. But he's a good guy.
Story?
He's a good putz.
Yeah, no, and we've been like we've had that relationship with Mitch Johnson for over 10 years.
It's
now.
A funny relationship.
All right. So what category is he in?
He's we've known him for a long time.
I think it's toleration.
It's hello in the hallway.
It's in the T category.
Yeah, and I do say hello to Mitch.
All right. Well,
frankly, I've blown your theory apart here. I've gone down the entire employee list. And I feel nothing but love. Nothing but love and respect from most of these people.
Well, sure. You know, there's a way of saying hello, and there are other ways of saying hello. Hey, look,
Really? How should I say hello to somebody rather than say hello?
Well, when you come up to me and say, hey, Tim, how are you doing?
Well,
you
know, Christ, I like you, Tim. You know what I mean.
I do. I get it. But, you know,
Tim wants
some
you
other
to
people,
say,
it's... Hey.
Wants you to say hi to everybody like that, but you can't do it. I know you
please.
Can't.
Please. Okay. Hey, Matt Ray! All right, well, you know, we were just feeling a little paranoid.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's all.
You know, I'm not sure I like this way this conversation's gone, Tim.
I wouldn't read anything into it. I mean, I feel very uneasy.
I feel very uneasy.
No, don't. Everything is fine. Everything's beautiful. We're in here selling the hottest radio show in the afternoon drive in Washington. And people are focused right now. There's a lot going on. Your show is tighter than the Pope's schedule on Easter Sunday. And people are focused and maybe distracted.
Listen to him. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
You're right. You know, we're just talking to the biggest bull-esser in the world looking for a little reassurance there. The
guy that changes his hair color every half hour. He's lecturing us on how to handle people.
A guy who's had his own share of screaming matches with people around here. Into that.
That's the one thing he said that's true. I mean, he's a guy that's had run-ins with everybody. And, you know, and he's right. Everybody gets over it.
Okay. All right, well.
But I do sense, and you do too, and I think that may be accurate.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, nothing during this entire segment has changed my mind about that.
Yeah, well. Half them.
There you go.
That's what I say, Mike. Half them.
And whoever stole my putter, please return it.
Right. Because you don't want to use a penis putter.
I'm not going to use it. Well, maybe the next break I'll use the penis putter if I have nothing else.
Okay, let's get on to this Kathy Lee thing.
Very good.
You people are making it very hard for us to work here. That's all I can say.
It's very, very
difficult. Everybody would just think a little bit more about us, a little bit less about themselves and our own lives here at the station. Me and Mike have to come in here and spend 4 hours every day behind the hot lights doing this show.
You know, it's really tough. It's really tough when, you know, when you've got all that negative energy in the hallway to come in every day happy, happy, joy, joy. Not easy.
Jeez. Well, let me just say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everybody that works here.
Good to see you all.
All right. Love you.
Thanks so much.
Love you. Jesus. hello, Dynamite Show. Hello. Well, that's not right. That was said on the screen is one of our sales guys calling in.
Somebody calling in from the road, maybe to check in?
No, I guess it wasn't. Hmm. My apologies on that.
You know what I'm going to do in the next commercial break? Seriously? I'm going to walk the halls. I'm going to walk.
You're a better man than me, Mike.
I'm going to walk the halls and just say hi to everybody. And really, I'm going to look at them like the guy looks at the poker players in Rounders. So it'll be, I'll walk up to somebody, I'll say, hi, how you doing?
You give them that look? Okay.
That's right.
Well, report back and let me know what everybody
Very
has
good.
To say.
Very good. I'll do the whole building.
Pass my best wishes on to them, please. Yes.
Absolutely.
To the staff, one and all.
Most definitely.
To the staff that worships Ken.
You're worshiping the wrong guy. I got news for you. You're praying to a false god.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Well, you know, if you go to a company function once in a while, they probably like you a little better.
We do go to company functions.
What company function are you talking about?
I'd like to point out, hold on. I'd like to point out that we were the life of the company Christmas party.
What company function are you speaking of?
Oh, how about the potluck that you were complaining you wouldn't eat anything made by anybody's hand that you worked with?
How many years ago was that? And I stand by that I would not eat any food that anybody that works here touches.
That's right.
And what's wrong with that statement? And frankly, listen.
People take that stuff wrong.
Do you know something? I think it should be really pointed out that when we do this show, we walk the hallways around here and say hi to everybody. In fact, we don't hide. We don't hide in this little room.
Well, I do.
I know. Sometimes.
and frankly, I don't care if they like me or not. Just pretend like you do. I just need that. I really
so
need
I.
that, man.
So do I. I mean, if somebody wants to really fake it, well, hey, how are you? Close the door. There he goes.
I mean, you know they do that anyway.
Well, sure. Well, that doesn't bother me.
It's jerks. Don and Mike are such jerks.
Very disturbed by the Tim McWilliams analysis.
Hello, Don and Mike.
More uneasy after that call than I did before.
Hello.
I called the show today, and Christine gave me the cold shoulder.
Everybody's sensitive. It's Monday.
I'm telling you, I noticed about the thing with Ken, that people, as soon as we have a fight with him, people think they got to take one side or the other, and if they're perceived as talking to us or being nice to us, then it'll get back to Ken.
Right.
That's what it's all about. That's it in a nutshell, right there.
And then, of course, when things blow over, everything gets back to normal.
Then they'll all come around and want to be happy, happy, buddy, buddy with us.
Right, but we hold grudges.
But we'll remember.
I've got a message for Ken.
Yeah.
You whore!
Oh, please.
I would like to say that was a phone call.
Hello, Don on my show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you all doing?
Hi there.
They're all worshiping the devil.
I wish they were. Oh, you mean Ken. Right.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I'm with you. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, kicking me.
Okay, thank you.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye.
Everyone helping our cause.
Well, they're on our side.
Yes, they are.
Oh, I think I got a zit coming in.
Under your beard?
On my chin, underneath my beard.
Could be an ingrown hair.
No, it feels like a zit.
Yeah, but sometimes that's, it's aggravated.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Bet you it's a zit.
Have you trimmed it recently?
Mm-mm.
Painful?
I'm trying to pop it with the end of a pencil right now.
Oh.
Any pus?
Wow. That's a gusher.
No, there's no pus, is there?
It's covered with pus. Pus is running out of
your... Is there really pus?
No. I can't see anything.
I really feel you like you got a zit under there.
You should ignore it, because right. That's the nice thing about having a beard.
Right there. Right there.
Right there?
Right there. And I also got another one right over here.
Mm.
See this one?
Stress. It's stress.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for the zits, Ken.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, spank my ass and call me Charlie. Isn't this exciting?
The Don and Mike Show.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. The professor's on the phone.
Good.
See if he even remembers being on our show.
Oh. He was in studio with us one time. Yes, the professor actually was here live.
Here now is Russell Johnson. Hello, sir.
Hi, Russell.
Yeah, hi, guys. Excuse me. How are you doing, Mike?
Yes. How's it going? A little lung butter there, huh?
Yeah.
Do you even remember when you came by to be on our show? I guess it was... How many years ago, Robbie?
I'm not quite sure, but that was when I was on a national book tour.
That's right.
I believe so. Let me get a plug in here for you. That here's what Russell is promoting today. Next week here in D.C.
20th. October the 20th.
I guess it's more than next week. October 20th.
October 20.
That's right.
You get on a cruise ship, the Odyssey, that goes around the monuments in downtown D.C., and all of the remaining cast members from Gilligan's Island will be there, and you can buy tickets, and it...
What?
That's what it says, the remaining members.
Oh, the remaining members.
Because, you know, like the skipper has passed on, and so have
that's
the Howells, Lovey, Mr. Howell, Mrs. Howell.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what they... It's the way it's written. It was kind of weird the way it was written.
And anyway...
It's like a three-hour tour down to Potomac.
A three-hour cruise, right?
Anyway,
that's right.
Think of
for Women in Film, the D.C. chapter of Women in Film.
D.C. chapter of Women in Film and Video, and we will have a couple of tickets to give away. Oh, my... Would you like
women in film and video. Women in film and television. Now, forgot about that.
Would there be any chance that you could get a little Dixie cup and maybe put some of those leave-ins in that Dixie cup and send it to us, sir?
See, we send our phlegm out to our fans, actually, and there's quite a market for it.
Couple of wise guys, huh?
Okay, listen, so I guess my first question was going to be, how did you think your last appearance on our show went? But I guess you don't remember it.
Right. It was so good, I don't remember it.
No, that's all right. No problem with that.
Here's the next question for you. We just had Tina Louise on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she sent us a publicity picture that was obviously airbrushed, but when we spoke to her, we found her to be really a great gal, and we asked her, is her picture airbrushed? Does she look as good in real life as her picture looks?
Because the picture was outstanding, and of course it's difficult when you're interviewing somebody over the phone, and you know, we wanted to get an expert's view, somebody who spends a lot of time with Tina at various public relations events.
So does she look as good as her publicity picture does?
Well, I have to tell you this, guys. We're all airbrushed.
You're all airbrushed?
And everybody's airbrushed these days.
It's
just the way things are.
Oh, bummer.
But I'll tell you this. Tina does look as good as she should.
She works out a lot. That's what she told us.
She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Still a hottie.
So is Dawn Wells, Marianne. They're both beautiful women.
Still beautiful. So you don't mind hobnobbing with them, huh?
Not at all. Not at all.
If you had to select one of them, who would you select?
Probably Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell.
You know what I mean. Now, come on.
There's always the big Ginger Marianne debate, you know?
Well, there is.
Yes.
There is, but I'm not going to make that choice for you guys.
Why?
Because I know them both, and I love them both, and why should I take one over the other?
Well, if you really had to make a choice.
It's a game we play on the show all the time.
If I really had to make a choice, I would go with Mrs. Howell. You have no idea how hot she was.
I don't know. But see, you need a shovel now for Mrs. Howell. So the question would be, you know, it's like the time question about, like, Wilma and Betty Flintstone. Let me ask you that one.
Yeah, Wilma or Betty?
Wilma or Betty.
Uh-huh.
Who would you go with, Wilma or Betty?
Is this the level of that you guys work on?
Sir, have you... All right, I will go to my serious question, then, if you can't keep it light.
Okay.
Are you now, or have you ever been, a card-carrying member of the Communist Party?
No.
No.
My research says the opposite.
Well, I am liberal. I was liberal. I still am. Will be for many years to come.
We talked about that the last time you were here. You must enjoy your life now that you're getting all those big royalty checks from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, there are no royalty checks from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, sure there are. You must
27,
be.
27, 28, 29, 30 years.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. Those are the contracts under which we worked.
Oh, I don't believe that.
And there are no residuals.
No, you got to be richer than sin.
Well, I wish I were. But it's not so.
So getting back to who would you do, Betty Rubble or Wilma Flintstone?
God.
All right, how about this? Groucho Marx or Karl Marx?
Oh, I tell you what, I much prefer Barbara Marx.
Barbara Marx?
Yes.
Enlighten us. Who is Barbara Marx?
That was Groucho's wife.
Groucho's wife. Yeah. Well, he had several, didn't he?
That was the last one, I suppose.
The last one.
Listen, when you have to do something like this appearance that you guys are doing, At any point, do you like feel resentment towards the people that are on the cruise ship with you, the people that have paid the hundreds of dollars? I mean, after all of these years, do you still appreciate the fact that people know you as the professor, or are you bitter about that?
I'm not at all bitter about it. We've entertained three generations of people through the years. Let's put it this way, mine, yours, and your children. And I'm very happy about that. When I go out and do personal appearances with Bob and Don, or I do autograph shows or wherever I am, and people come, everybody approaches us with love and with good remembrance. And that's something that after 30 years that not too many people who have done television can say about their shows that are still on the air.
That's the right attitude to going into that. That's
good, sir. And between that and the dough that we know you're making on that. Again,
oh, boy.
You know, you got to be one happy guy. Are you aware that Ted Turner runs Gilligan's Island every day?
Yeah, I know he does. He doesn't own it anymore, though.
No, he doesn't own it.
Time Warner owns it now.
Is there any way?
I wish you were right. I wish we were making money on that show.
Oh, you do make money on that. I believe you're pulling our leg there, sir. I believe you got to be just filthy rich.
Oh boy, I tell you. You know, I was going to ask you guys if you could lend me $5 or so.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, who are you kidding here, Professor? Yeah, there's a reason they call you the Professor.
Well, listen, if you would like to rub elbows with Russell Johnson, the Professor, right? We have a couple of tickets, and we'll give them right now to the 100th caller.
Will you be wearing the white dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up when you go on the cruise?
No, I've kind of grown out of that outfit. A little more rotund than I used to be.
Oh. Our phone number.
A few more wrinkles, a little gray in the hair.
1-800-636-1067. Now, to win this, you got to be from D.C. or Baltimore, though, okay? And you know what? I do believe you about the fact that you say you didn't make any money on the residuals, because I think we all know that money means nothing to a communist.
That's funny.
Good, made you laugh.
All right.
Well, listen, we'll continue to plug your event, and thanks for coming on our show again.
Well, listen, guys, it's been a pleasure. And maybe in 5 or 6 more years, I'll show up again.
Very good. You're welcome anytime, Professor.
Thank you. Come and see us on the 20th.
We sure will plug that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He was very controlled.
Ooh. Yeah.
We tried to get his goat, but it didn't work.
We sure did.
I thought for, you know, you guys are wise guys when he said that at the beginning.
Yeah, I thought, we were going to hit gold there. Yeah.
But no, I think he, but that laugh, you know, what it was controlled anger. Because at the end when he was doing that, oh, ha, 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 ha. If I was there right now, I'd stab you in the heart.
Yeah. You know, that's why this show works so good, because I had totally forgotten about the fact that he was so bitter that he didn't make any money off the reruns.
Yes.
And after I hit him with the Communist Party thing, and like I got no reaction, you were right there in the backup. Boom, boom, boom.
1, 2. And hey, got to hand it to Russell, the Professor, maintained his equilibrium, maintained his cool, and, you know, said some nice things about the show and about what he does. So, I mean, that's you got to give him credit for that. He was in a worse mood the last time he was here.
Really? It sounded to me like he might have been imbibing a little bit.
Maybe actually relaxing and enjoying himself.
A little glass of courage before he was on the show today. I think, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, it's Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, you want to go on this?
Bill.
You want to go on this thing with the Professor?
Yes.
Okay, you win.
I'm ready.
Okay?
Sounds good to me.
Let me see. Hold on. I got some kind of a fact sheet I'm supposed to read to you.
Okay.
Let's see. You've won 2 VIP tickets valued at $350 to a listener who can answer a Gilligan's Island trivia question. Oh, forget that. That entitles you to go to the VIP pre-launch reception, including a photo op with the cast, plus the 3-hour dinner cruise aboard the Odyssey Cruise Line.
All right.
Have a nice time.
Thank you.
Call us up and tell us how Tina looks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And don't pester the Professor.
All right, I won't.
Yeah, don't call him a commie or anything.
No, I sure won't.
So those trivia questions sucked, huh? The Gilligan's Island trivia?
Yeah, are you kidding? Listen, here you go.
I just want one.
Okay. What was Marianne's last name? Right, who would know this? Summers.
You mean their character name, or... Hello?
Oh, hold on.
Boone.
Hey, listen, you win.
Yeah.
Boone. What was the character, the skipper? What was his name?
Russell Johnson.
Jonas Grumby.
That's a good... that's a good sea person's name.
Yeah.
Good name for a seaman.
What was the professor's name? Seaman. You just said seaman, Mike. what was the professor's name?
The professor's name was Arthur.
No, it wasn't.
Arthur.
It was John Hinckley. No, I take that back. It was Roy Hinckley.
Roy Hinckley?
Roy Hinckley.
What was Mrs. Howell's last name? That's just a joke. That's a little joke. Of course it was Howell.
Owl.
Howell.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will make your ovaries rock hard. Don and Mike.
Very proud of Mike for getting some national exposure today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Doing this gig with Jon Stewart.
Very funny man.
Where you were, now, explain this. You were reading some audio portions from Jon Stewart's new book, and you were doing this for a bit that's going to be on NPR?
Yeah, I think that's the way it was. We were talking to the host, and she was with us for a little while, and it was kind of confusing because Jon Stewart was in New York, I was here in Washington, and then across town were the people at NPR, and we were trying to coordinate this thing to do this Larry King interview with Adolf Hitler,
right.
With Jon Stewart playing the role of Adolf Hitler, and I was playing the role of Larry King.
Funny bit, I think. Right. I haven't read it yet. I haven't read the transcript from the book.
Right. Yeah,
but just the bit sounds funny.
The concept is hysterical, and I think Jon Stewart does a very credible Adolf Hitler.
Good.
You know, it's difficult to hear it in English.
Sure.
But you know, we did that. He was in New York, and I was down here, and it was interesting. I think
cool. It
reads maybe better than it sounds, but I like doing it, and it was fun to work with him. He's a very nice guy, and he was very funny when he was on our show.
All right, so here you go. This is from the book. Naked Pictures of Famous People. I think Jon Stewart's going to be on the show next week.
Good.
To plug the book and also to critique your performance as Larry King as opposed to his Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, we were only together very briefly, yeah. And then we had to go our separate ways, so I didn't get the full critique. He did call me Lawrence, though, at the Sir Lawrence at the end of the session, so I guess he liked it.
Yeah. All right, so here's Mike as Larry King and Jon Stewart, funnyman, uh-huh. as Adolf Hitler from his book, Naked Pictures of Famous People.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we bring you perhaps the most controversial show in the history of Larry King Live. He began his career as president of the fledgling National Socialist Party, the Nazi Party, in Germany. After a failed coup, some prison time, and a best-selling book, he reestablished himself in the German hierarchy, first as Chancellor, and then as Führer. The next 10 years under his watch saw Germany's return to power, shame at the Munich Olympics, a failed marriage, and finally, one hell of a world war, complete with what was thought to be a cowardly demise by his own hand.
Let me stop the tape right now. You're not allowed to ad-lib from the script,
no.
Right?
If I was allowed to, I they didn't tell me, and because it's his book, right. And they asked me yesterday to do this, I didn't want to jump in there and ad-lib.
Sure. Okay. I think you probably could have punched it up a little bit.
I could have punched it up a lot,
sure.
But I less is more sometimes. I didn't want to step on any toes.
Right. Yeah, besides, it's the guy's book.
Yeah, right. I was quiet while he was doing all his spiel there, and I wanted just to keep going, just make Larry King sounds, but I didn't do that.
Okay.
Tonight, risen from the proverbial dead, we welcome Adolf Hitler.
First of all, Larry, I don't know what I was so afraid of. These bagels in the green room are delicious.
Well, Chancellor Hitler, I have really...
Please, please, call me Adolf.
Adolf, yes. Well, first of all, I have to say, quite frankly, we were very reluctant to have you on.
Well, I can't say I blame you for that. I mean, you hear the name Hitler.
Well, in the end, we decided this show is about newsmakers. That's been my motto through 40 years of broadcasting, and critics be damned. I'm not about to stop now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you say to all those people out there, the people who view you as a demon, the perpetrator of the most vicious and incredible...
Guilty as charged. Larry, look. I was a bad guy. No question. I hate that Hitler. I mean, the yelling, the finger pointing. I don't know. I was a very angry guy.
And this new Hitler?
I get up at 7, have half a melon, do the jumble in the morning paper, and then let the day take me where it is. Some days I'll fish, maybe hit the mall for an Orange Julius. The other day I spent 7 hours in the park watching ants cart off part of a sandwich. Me! The inventor of the Blitzkrieg. You know, when you stop having to control everything, it's very freeing.
Oh, why did you do it?
Boy, the $65,000 question, huh? I don't know. I wasn't a happy kid. I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses, but you go through high school with one testicle and the nickname Schler. I'm sorry.
Oh, we had to do an edit there because the nickname Yar. Now, did they run that on NPR?
Apparently so. Yeah. That's what Charlie Broyhill told me, and it was, I'll tell you something, if you heard it, it was, he punched it. It sounded funny.
And also, that gives credence to the bumper we have that says,
yes.
You know, they have more balls than Hitler.
Right.
Okay.
They can beat that, right?
It's fine. It's my life.
After a while, you get sick of it. One day, you just snap. I mean, it started out as the typical, someday you guys will be sorry, and then, I don't know, it just got away from me.
Did you ever see the despicable nature of your actions? Was there any remorse?
Oh, sure, but denial is a powerful thing. I always thought I could stop any time I wanted. If I could just get Czechoslovakia, that'll be the end of it. I'll be happy then. And I'd get it and think, well, geez, Poland's just up the road. You know the rest. I think admitting to myself that there was a problem was the toughest part.
And when was that?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. It took a while. I mean, there were moments all along where I knew something was wrong. I remember one time, I think it was in Munich, we're having a rally. Yeah, 100,000 people, they're all chanting my name, the bonfires are going, it's the whole shebang.
No.
It should have been a crowning moment, but I clearly remember thinking, what am I doing here? I hate crowds.
Oh, and when was that?
I believe that was 1942, but I didn't hit rock bottom until, as you know, 1945.
Oh, yes. Tell us about those final days in the Berlin bunker, where until now we had assumed you had killed yourself.
I was drinking water.
Yes, yeah, right. Funny story. Everyone thought I went into the bunker to escape.
Not the case?
No. Actually, as the Allied forces are closing in, I was still in denial. I really thought we were going to rally, you know, make an end run around Switzerland and flank them. So I'm planning furiously and snapping at people, you know, as my therapist says, playing the dictator.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So Eva calls me down to the bunker for some emergency with the generators. So anyway, I go down, and there's Eva and Himmler and two of my other closest friends, and I'll never forget. I walk in and say, "Was ist los?" And Eva takes my face in her hands, looks me in the eyes, and says, "Adolf, we all love you very much. But if you don't stop at this conquer and purify thing, no one in this room will ever talk to you again."
Did you try to get me the role of Eva?
There wasn't any Eva there. There was a phone call during this. There's a phone call, and the lady at NPR did the phone call.
Oh, crap.
We could have used you as the phone caller.
Okay, well, so Adolf, we love you much.
Right.
But if you don't stop, no one in this room will ever talk to you again.
And that snapped you out of it.
Not quite. I mean, you have to understand, I'd been running this thing.
Big line.
For about 15 years at that point.
Well, what happened?
I shot them. Back then, we didn't know from interventions. I just figured they were betraying me. Anyway, I threw on Ava's clothes and snuck out into the night. I lived like an animal for weeks, doing what I had to do to get by. One day, a group of boys were making fun of the lady with the mustache, and I had a look at myself in the reflection of a window and realized they were talking about me. It was then that I knew I had to get my life together.
Interesting. Now, tell me about your relationship with Ava. She was a beautiful woman. Do you think she was mesmerized by your power?
What are you insinuating?
Well, I'm just saying she seemed like a lovely gal, and I really...
Do you think that she was only into me because I was the Führer? You think I conquered half of Europe and killed untold millions just to get laid?
No, I was merely...
But all I can say is yes to the first part and amen, brother, to the second. Look, Larry, I learned long ago that Bavarian art majors with oily hair and weaselly mustaches weren't getting the hot ladies. Of course, that was the only reason that Ava went out with me. Women love power and fame. How many times have you been married, Larry?
Seven, maybe eight. But this last one is for life. I love my Shawnee.
Right. Anyway, my point is, you've married a lot of very beautiful women, and quite frankly, your own physical presence is, how do I put this, mildly disturbing. I mean, honestly, if you were Larry King, the nice guy who ran a dry cleaners, you and the former Ida Klinghoff of Canarsie would be heading toward your 50th wedding anniversary right about now, right or wrong. No offense, mind you.
Let's go to the phones, okay? Annie from Grand Rapids, Michigan. What's your question for Adolf Hitler?
First of all, Larry, I just want to say I love your show.
Thank you.
My husband was recently diagnosed with shingles, and your show is the only one that takes away the itching.
Oh, okay, wonderful, Annie. Thank you. What's your question for Hitler?
Yes, I want to know what Mr. Hitler thinks of cloning.
Terrific question. Scientists recently cloned a sheep. Dolly, I believe, was her name. You've always had an interest in things genetic. Your take on this scientific breakthrough?
Well, Larry, transgenics, as that branch of genetic research is known, is an exciting specialty. And the Roslin Project, the sheep cloning, is an exciting advance, but I certainly wouldn't qualify it as a breakthrough.
So your passion for science is undimmed?
Passion, yes, but not obsession. I mean, part of my growth has come in recognizing compulsive tendencies and dealing with them in a proactive manner. For instance, yes, I spend a bit of time immersed in genetic research, but I've also invaded the world of ballroom dancing. And this fall, I'll begin mastering the musical faculties of the French horn.
Oh, you must admit there are real ethical questions that go along with the cloning of humans.
Well, Larry, let's call a spade, shall we? I mean, the big fear here is that some evil guy gets a hoard of this stuff and makes another me. I mean, as early as the 70s, they were making horror movies about it.
Oh, the boy's from Brazil. For my money, Sir Larry Olivier never shined brighter. We had him on one time, and I remember...
Yeah, well, I never saw the movie, I'm happy to say. Although friends told me not only were the performances thin, it was too long. But, Larry, getting back on point, people will never be cloned. Superficially, perhaps, but personality, character, even intelligence cannot be genetically duplicated.
Now, I'm reading here in the script, and I'm seeing that there's an awful lot of John Stewart here.
Yeah, well, he wrote the book, so he's in there. Well, it's, you know, the Hitler interview.
But not so much of you. Let's go to the... I see the last page, though.
Okay.
You have a lot of lines.
All righty.
Rob, let's go to page 5 here, where Larry King says, Mike says... But you got away with it, okay? Because that's where Mike has most of his dialogue, and that's what I'm interested in hearing is...
Thank you.
...is you with him. Okay, you got it? Okay, here we go. This would be the last part of the John Stewart thing.
Success! I create something, then sabotage its chances of ever actually working. It's a pattern I've repeated over and over again. I'm defeating all comers on the Western Front. A couple of more weeks, I've got the whole thing sewed up. So what do? Attack Russia! Way to go, genius. But, you know, it seems obvious. These insights came very slowly to me.
But you got away with it. After all these years, why resurface and open yourself up to the incredible tumult that your return has created?
Stay off the radar. No, that's a good question. See, I had been talking a good game for many years now. What a changed man I was, how I found real peace. But I was still playing the blame game. My therapist challenged me to put up or shut up, to prove to myself that I could take responsibility for my life. So, here I am.
We've been talking with Adolf Hitler. The book is...
But is it over already?
I'm afraid so.
That was fast. I thought I was the one who had ways of making you talk. but seriously, the book is called Mein Comfortable Shoes. You get it?
I do.
Yes, yes, it's about an angry man who learns to appreciate the little things in life. It's about acceptance.
And it's a terrific read. Folks, if you read no other book this summer, make it Mein Comfortable Shoes.
Ah, thank you, Larry.
And what's next for Adolf Hitler?
Well, I'll be doing Politically Incorrect next Thursday. And as always, you can see my old work on the A&E Network every night following Bud Friedman's An Evening at the Improv.
Lovely man, Bud Friedman. Very funny guy.
Yes, indeed he is. And as you know, in 2 weeks, I will be appearing on Court TV as I stand trial for crimes against humanity.
All right. That's coming up. What kind of defense will you be offering?
Not much. I fully expect that by this time next year, I'll have been convicted and possibly put to death. But I'm going to represent myself, though, because from now on, the blame goes here. The only one to blame for Hitler is Hitler. Yeah, besides, who wants to get involved with a bunch of phony baloney defense lawyers? I mean, talk about evil.
Well, Adolf, thanks so much for coming by.
Ah, danke schön.
Thank you. Coming up after the break, Lonnie Anderson. She's 50, she's in a new relationship with a younger man, and she's not apologizing. Lonnie Anderson with her new book,
50, a younger man, and not apologizing. After the break.
Well, yeah, there you go now.
That's it.
You were great, as always.
Yeah. That was fun. That's a pretty funny concept when you think about Adolf Hitler, you know, dressing up as Eva Braun and escaping, and he's alive.
And there's no doubt that Jon Stewart is a funny guy and has written a funny book. Right. However, when we have him on the show next week, I'll tell him.
Yes.
He could have let you go a little bit.
Well, you know, I didn't want to step on his book. It was his book. I guess they had me do this thing, and it was a lot of fun. I think he's a very funny guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, the Jon Stewart book is naked pictures of famous people. It's got all kinds of offbeat interviews like that, and it's good exposure for Mike, and it'll be on NPR this weekend, and here's the sweetest part of all of this.
Right.
What? Is that when it gets back to Larry King, first off, that Jon Stewart has written a book where he interviews Hitler.
Right.
That'll piss him off.
Yep.
And then Larry King will be told that there was a radio adaption of that.
Right.
That'll piss him off.
Right.
And then he'll find out that it's Mike from the Donna Mike Show,
and that'll really piss him off.
Yeah. That played him interviewing Hitler.
Man. Absolutely.
That'll just be another reason for Larry to hate us.
But I'm counting on the suck-up factor with Jon Stewart. You know, that won't cause any problems, you know, because Jon Stewart getting his own show, Larry won't get too upset.
So anyway, good job.
Thank you very much.
We're proud of you.
Yeah.
I thought he should have let you ad-lib through that a little bit. I know you could have handled yourself.
I was chomping. I wanted to. But, you know, when somebody writes something, you don't know. And, you know, it's not like we were in the studio together. He was in New York and I was down here, so it was kind of tough to do.
Well, good job. That'll be on NPR sometime this weekend.
Thank you.
Excellent. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, fat ass. Here's Don and Mike.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is my first time listening to you guys. You guys are mad funny.
Hey, thank you.
I like that. That sounds good. Is
that
good?
Like fat? Like pa-fat?
Well, yeah, plenty hips and you know what, and the T word.
Plenty? Is that what fat means, P-H-A-T? Plenty hips and teat.
That's what fat... Fat is a
whole word.
Fat is a good term when you're talking about a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've heard guys, you know, when you talk about anything, you can say it's fat, it means it's good.
Right. I was wondering, how long you guys been on?
Christ, I never knew that's what fat meant. You know, there's got to be some kind of a handbook for white guys.
There is.
Yeah.
I have it.
Get down with the terminology.
I study it every day. Seriously, on the internet, there is an actual dictionary.
What, slang?
Yeah.
Well, it changes so much.
It does change so much. You got to keep up on it.
Fat. So fat. Run that by me again. I got to write that one down.
Plenty hips and
T words.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Beautiful. Okay.
Right.
We are down with that.
Why don't we get the memo?
Hey, listen. How long you guys been on?
Well, about an hour.
I mean, regularly. I mean, just on the radio, on the air.
What do you mean?
I mean,
4 hours a day.
How many years?
Me and Mike together?
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know.
I'm from Baltimore. You haven't been on the Baltimore Airways long?
We've been in Baltimore for a while, about 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First time hearing you. I wanted to know, any assassination attempts yet?
On us?
Yeah.
Oh, constantly, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Seems like it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's part of the job.
Yeah, it had it, right?
That's why me and Mike drive a Pope Mobile.
Oh, man.
Did you see that car to Pope's in today in St. Louis?
Right. Yeah, nice. To and from work. That's what we drive to work in.
He's got... I thought his last Pope Mobile was goofy looking.
This Pope Mobile is even more goofy
looking. This is like a pimp Pope Mobile that he's got this time. He got this big, bulbous plastic,
bulletproof cage,
yeah, like
is what it is. Right?
Like a big light bulb like thing.
Bubble. He's the boy in the bubble.
Yes, it's a huge bubble. And it's got the big, long front end on it, and the whole thing is like...
Just newly designed, right, for his trip to St. Louis specifically.
Plexiglass and see-through.
Come to D.C.
What?
What would he need if he came to D.C.?
The Pope?
Yeah.
He's been to D.C. He was, you know, he had less of a Pope-mobile when he came to D.C. than he does in St. Louis now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This one was made by an American, converted a golf cart.
As
a matter of fact, that's back when he came to D.C., though, on the front of it, it said, stupid-looking honey-mobile.
Oh, man, that's ill.
that's ill. Did he drive the Batmobile when he was here before? The Adam West Batmobile?
No, but he had the Fly Girls with him.
The Fly Girls?
Fly Girls.
Were they Mad Fly?
Mad Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad Fly. You're mad funny.
Yeah, you guys are mad funny, for real.
For real. All right. Hey, listen.
What?
Keep it real.
keep it real.
We're keeping it real.
You got to keep it real.
You got to keep it real.
You're going to keep it real. You fronting.
No, we're not fronting.
You're not fronting?
No, yeah. you don't got a couple of fronters here.
Oh, word?
My friend.
What the diddly-o?
What the diddly-o?
What the diddly-o?
What the diddly-o?
Word?
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, word to your mother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Chill.
Hey, keep it real.
Yeah, chill.
Right.
Peace out.
Chill.
See ya.
All right.
Fat. Who knew that?
Fat.
Plenty hips
and
T-word.
T's.
Never knew that.
That is very good.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Now it's time to go back to our riding lawnmowers and eat our mayonnaise sandwiches.
And don't forget our big sprinkler systems.
The most tragically white men in America.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I was just talking white to you for a minute. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are great.
Right.
I'm here in Georgia, but we need to spice this up a little. I work with the state. I'm at work. We need to get into some really in-depth, good conversation.
On this show? Forget about that.
We need to get into sex.
I thought you were going to say that. I just had a hunch that you were going to suggest a conversation of a sexual nature.
What would you like to talk about? Me so horny.
Oh, that's good. Anything and everything and what people like to do and how often.
Well, let's talk about you. What do you like to do? I bet you do everything.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Swallow.
You're very bad, aren't you?
Oh, very bad and very good.
Are you a pig?
Oh, very. Oink, oink.
No, but I mean, come on, physically, are you a pig?
Oh, God, no.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Okay, I would have to say Helen Hunt.
Mm. Oh, please.
With bigger breasts, though.
Really?
Oh, really.
Hello, dream girl.
Boy, oh, boy.
Ooh, baby.
Somebody's putting out his beach blanket right now.
I bet you're fat.
No, I'm not.
Plenty hips and T-word.
Oh, you got it right on the head.
Yeah, see, we meant fat in a good way.
So in an average week, how many strange guys do you sleep with?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two new guys a week?
Yeah.
Really? Do you use protection?
No.
No.
Oh, dear.
Do you make the men use protection?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you do everything?
Yes.
Really?
For the right
time. What are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pants, underwear, bra, shirt. Right. I work for the state. I'm at work.
You know what?
What?
I think you're a pig. I don't think you look like Helen Hunt.
Okay.
I really don't.
You're right. I don't.
You don't look anything like Helen Hunt.
You're right.
You look more like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show, don't you?
Yes.
Knew it.
But at least you were honest.
Hey.
I bet you were honest about picking up two strange guys a week, though.
That I am.
Are you a sexy big woman?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not fat, I'm fluffy.
You probably can't be choosy, right?
Hey, I like that line. I'm not fat, I'm fluffy.
That's right.
Where do you go to snare your latest victims?
The local seven bars.
The local seven bars?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a bar.
Oh, a bar. You go to a bar.
I was going to say the local A&W restaurant.
Yeah? Do you pick up guys or they pick you up?
I pick them up, of course.
You pick them up?
Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
Oh, great cook.
Really? What's your specialty?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. There you go.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Sure.
Extra cheese.
Hey, you know what? I just called to say you guys are great.
Thank you, honey.
It's been fun.
Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, we will.
Okay?
You're beautiful, Fluffy.
Hey, thanks.
And you keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
Going out and picking two strange guys up a week and having unprotected sex with them.
I will.
You keep doing that.
I will.
All right, you pig. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Fluffy the pig calling.
She seemed nice.
She seemed real nice.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey,
seven bars.
How are you?
Hey, hello.
Fantastic. Hey, I got another way that you can talk about fat on the air, but you can really say it for real, though.
Another way that we can talk about what?
Fat.
Sex.
P-H-A-T.
Oh, fat.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
fat.
Okay.
Fat.
Okay, fat.
But you can get away with it a lot easier.
Okay.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Pretty hot and tempting.
Yeah.
You know what? Christine just put up on the screen that we've had like a ton of people calling saying that that's what it means. Pretty hot and tempting.
Totally.
It doesn't seem like...
I like plenty hips and T-word.
That's pretty good, too. That's
I'd go with what the brother said.
Pretty hot and tempting. That definitely sounds tragically white.
No, yeah. I'm
I'll tell you, you are fat because my friend and I find you pretty hot and tempting.
No, you could see a brother saying, ooh.
No, actually,
plenty hips and T's.
Chris Rock or somebody in some movie, or the other Chris, actually.
They
But she let me through because I also had something else to talk to you guys about.
Yes, what's that?
I have your change for your five.
I don't get that. What? I don't get
that. Gang code, yeah, Buzz?
I figured you would. So. You called my roommate a pimp and you called me the whore last week and you wanted to know if I changed for five.
Change for five, kind of a whore reference.
Since I do, we can call it even.
That would be, but you must understand me. I meant change for a nickel.
Right. And in this woman's case, we'd have to change fat again because I remember you and it would have to go to plenty hair and teeth.
We can call it even if you'll just teach me about ice. That's all I really wanted to know.
Teach you about what?
Pardon?
Teach you about what?
Ice.
Ice.
Oh. Ice cube trick. Are you near an ice cube now?
Don't you remember this girl when she called last week? This girl, plenty of attitude. Remember? She was like, she's doing us a big favor.
Plenty haughty attitude.
Plenty haughty attitude. No, I really didn't mean it, though. And I think I just came across the wrong way, you know, because you guys made me nervous, you know?
So the only way you would make it up to us is if you would be standing there right now with an ice cube in your hand, topless.
Pardon?
Are you?
Pardon?
I
hate it when you're deaf. You know, it's the people that can't hear. Come on now. You heard me.
Give me 1 second, all right?
Take your shirt off. I bet you do that all the time.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Take it off.
All right, I
heard a guy's voice in the background.
Got some ice. We got it going. I'm my roommate. Get the hell upstairs. You ain't going to be down here. All right.
Yeah, I figured there was a guy in the background.
He's gone. So, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, now, you're topless?
Sure.
I don't believe you.
All right, hold on. Okay.
You're really topless?
Mm-hmm.
Rub the phone over your bosoms.
How are you going to tell? It could be my knee, it could be my elbow.
We can hear it. It'll sound like a credit card going up against sandpaper.
Oh, it is.
Let me hear.
Okay, hold on.
And against the most sensitive part, please.
It does sound like sandpaper. Ew.
Oh, come on.
Ew. Really, I did. No, come on.
What, you got a hairy chest? What was I was hearing? Sounded like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Sounded like a lot of hair.
Okay, try number two. All right?
Number two?
You ready?
We don't want you to do that.
Oh, just rub the phone against your chest.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, now, put the phone in your place.
No.
Yeah,
now we're talking about ice.
No. Put the phone in your place.
No, see, now you...
Put the phone down in your place, and then I want to hear you say, hi, Don and Mike, when you've got the phone all the way down there in your place.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Don and Mike.
Sounds like she did it.
Pardon?
Now I get off the lemons.
Hello?
Yes.
Wash yourself with lemons.
And you're putting the phone up to your mouth now if you just had the phone down there in your place?
It'll be okay. Don't worry about me.
It'll be okay.
Maybe someone picks up this phone later.
Oh, but
what?
What? What's my roommate's phone? He'll have to deal with it.
Somebody eat the last can of chicken of the sea. All
right, listen, really, what did you want?
I told you. I have a piece of ice melting in my hand.
All right, and you're topless?
What did I say?
Rub the ice all over yourself.
All right.
All over the same area that you were at first rubbing the telephone over.
Okay.
It's an experiment now. Mm-hmm. Go in circles.
All right.
And get closer and closer and closer to the bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me what happens when you put the ice right on the bullseye. What's happening?
Enough.
Pardon me?
Enough is happening.
Enough is happening.
Mm.
Sounds like you're enjoying yourself.
Uh-huh. Sure. That's all I got.
Right.
Okay. You wanted to have an experience over the phone.
Do the other one now.
Totally.
Do the other one now.
All right. Well, it's going to be the same, you know.
But, I mean, don't do the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But do the same experiment on the other side.
Only one way to know for sure.
You go round and round and round again.
So you can't go round and round anymore. So you stop in the center.
Okay.
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Now do that thing with the phone again. Put the phone in your place.
Why do you want that again?
Oh, because I like that. And then
sing.
Yeah, sing us a song, please. Sing
Just
us
go,
your
la,
song.
La, 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 la.
Sing us your favorite song.
My favorite song.
Say, do you know America the Beautiful or God Bless America, the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, forget about it. No. Well,
what's your favorite song now? What are you, like Courtney Love or something?
No.
How about a song you know the words to? How about Happy Birthday to you?
That's a good one. Everybody knows Happy Birthday. Put the phone down in your place and sing Happy Birthday.
You're not going to be able to hear me.
Yeah, we'll hear you.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be muffled.
Nice and loud.
Well, put it down there. And sing happy birthday, please.
Okay, hold on. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to Donna Mike. Hello, happy birthday to you.
Bravo! Very nice.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Wait, the ice is gone.
Oh, the ice is gone. Well, what happened to that? Let's noodle that through. What happened to the night? What happened to the nice ice?
The ice melted.
Ice melted.
The protective ice.
Yeah.
The ice is gone. What a day.
Okay.
I have more.
Very nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good. She was fat. Good that we patched that up.
Mm-hmm. Fat. P-H-A-T.
She is fat.
She was a bad girl. I really believe she's put the phone in this place.
She was.
Hello. Hello, Donna
Mike.
Yeah, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, did you hear about the Pope in St. Louis? I heard that that it was being sponsored by Pepsi and AT&T. Have you heard about that?
Really?
You
got
a
sponsorship for the tour?
In this day and age, I wouldn't doubt it. Have you heard that, Buzz?
I haven't heard exactly that. What I have heard is that in Mexico, when the Pope was visiting there, Pepsi makes a brand of potato chips, and for the Pope's visit, they put out special Pope potato chips.
Pope chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Pope chips.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, Pope. Welcome to America.
I call it Popesy.
Popesy.
P-O-P-E-S-I. Have a Popesy.
It's the taste of a new generation.
Oh, me so horny.
Welcome. Well, you're meeting with the horniest man in America today, Your Holiness.
Me so horny.
What are you and Bill going to talk about when you meet today?
Monica.
Really? Monica.
Yes.
Are you going to give him a Popesy?
I'm going to give him a Popesy. And then I'm going to say, show me the cigar. Let me smell the cigar.
Have you had a chance to get any of your Pope chips that they had specially made for you?
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yes, right. Go ahead. Please be honest. I know you always are.
They gave me goddamn diarrhea.
Oh, God.
They were made with that Olino. What's that?
Olestra, your
Olestra. Olestra.
Yes, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, Rhoda Morgenstern told me about those chips.
Oh, yeah. Valerie Harper, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Okay, fine. Goodbye. Goodbye. You know, it doesn't surprise me that the Pope would have corporate sponsorship.
Oh, big business, you know, when he comes to a United States city.
Everybody cashes in.
Does not surprise me. The Pope is brought to you by Pepsi.
Yes, I call it Popesy.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yes.
Did you guys, let me just tell you this. I was watching CNN this morning.
Yes.
You know, the big news network. And
yeah, thanks. Thanks for cluing us in on that.
And anyways, basically, they ran a story about an English radio station who the disc jockey married off two people who met.
Got it already. Got the story right here. I'm planning on talking about it on today's episode. Mm.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thank you, though. Thank you. Yeah, see, he doesn't qualify for the Buzz Burbank News Tip of the Week because I've already got the story
already
right here.
The story. There go those Brits stealing our ideas again. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for coming to Lowell. Sit back, relax. Enjoy the show.
Oh, God.
Oh, it makes you sound great, bud.
It didn't hurt because he's got a little weenie.
What?
Now he's going into his original composition before he hung up.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
Today's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed and clinically tested, Viramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Sorry, we're out of time.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.